United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credit.
Kim Baker resigned.
Well, so- threat from ISIL. Keep in mind, this is something that we know how to do. We've been dealing with terrorist threats for quite some time. This administration has systematically dismantled al-Qaeda and the Fatah. We just yesterday announced the fact that we had taken out the top leader of al-Shabaab, the terrorist organization in Somalia. ISIL poses a broader threat because of its territorial ambitions in Iraq and Syria. But the good news is, coming back from the most recent NATO meeting, is the entire international community understands that this is something that has to be dealt with. So what I have done over the last several months is, first and foremost, make sure that we got eyes on the problem, that we shifted resources, intelligence, reconnaissance, we did an assessment on the ground. The second step was to make sure that we protected American personnel, our embassies, our consulates. That included taking airstrikes to ensure that towns like Erbil were not overrun, critical infrastructure like the Mosul Dam was protected, and that we were able to engage in key humanitarian assistance programs that have saved thousands of lives. The next phase is now to start going on some offense. We have to get an Iraqi government in place, and I'm optimistic that next week we should be able to get that done. And I will then meet with congressional leaders on Tuesday, on Wednesday. I'll make a speech and describe what our game plans are going to be going forward. But this is not going to be an announcement about U.S. ground troops. This is not the equivalent of the Iraq War. What this is similar to the kinds of counterterrorism campaigns that we've been engaging in consistently over the last 5, 6, 7 years. And the good news is that because of American leadership, we have, I believe, a broad-based coalition internationally and regionally to be able to deal with the problem.
What are you asking of the American people on Wednesday? You say you're giving a speech. That's the type of thing, I assume, you're preparing the country for something. What are you asking of them? What do you want? Yeah. What do you want the American people to receive?
Well, more than anything, I just want the American people to understand the nature of the threat and how we're going to deal with it, and to have confidence that we'll be able to deal with it.
You're giving that speech the day before the 13th anniversary of 9/11.
Right. But right, and I want everybody to understand that we have not seen any immediate intelligence about threats to the homeland from ISIL. That's not what this is about. What it's about is an organization that, if allowed to control significant amounts of territory, to amass more resources, more arms, to attract more foreign fighters, including from areas like Europe, who have Europeans who have visas and then can travel to the United States unimpeded, that over time that can be a serious threat to the homeland. In the more immediate term, it's a threat to friends, partners in the region, and is causing all kinds of hardship. And we've seen the savagery, not just in terms of how they dealt with the two Americans that had been taken hostage, but the killing of thousands of innocents in Iraq, thousands of innocents in Syria, the kidnapping of women, the complete disruption of entire villages. So what I'm going to be asking the American people to understand is, number one, this is a serious threat. Number two, we have the capacity to deal with it. Here's how we're going to deal with it. I am going to be asking Congress to make sure that they understand and support what our plan is, and it's going to require some resources, I suspect, above what we are currently doing in the region.
This is asking Congress for a vote, an authorization of your strategy.
Well,
this is not a what does that mean?
Well,
I'm
confident that I've got the authorization that I need to protect the American people, and I'm always going to do what's necessary to protect the American people, but I do think it's important for Congress to understand what the plan is, to have buy-in, to debate it, and that's why we've been consulting with Congress throughout. This speech will allow Congress, I think, to understand very clearly and very specifically what it is that we are doing, but also what we're not doing. We're not looking at sending in 100,000 American troops. We are going to be, as part of an international coalition, carrying out airstrikes, in support of work on the ground by Iraqi troops, Kurdish troops. We are going to be helping to put together a plan for them so that they can start retaking territory that ISIL had taken over. We are going to have to work with our regional partners to attract back Sunni tribes that may have felt that they had no connection to a Baghdad government that was ignoring their grievances. And so there's going to be an economic element to this. There's going to be a political element to it. There's going to be a military element to it. And what I want people to understand, though, is that over the course of months, we are going to be able to not just blunt the momentum of ISIL, we are going to systematically degrade their capabilities. We're going to shrink the territory that they control. And ultimately, we're going to defeat them.
Long way from when you described them as a JV team.
Was that bad intelligence or your misjudgment? Keep in mind, I wasn't specifically referring to ISIL. I've said that regionally, there were a whole series of organizations that were focused primarily locally, weren't focused on the homeland, because I think a lot of us, when we think about terrorism, the model is Osama bin Laden and 9/11. And the point that I was...
You don't believe these people...
Not yet, but they can evolve. And I was very specific at that time. What I said was not every regional terrorist organization is automatically a threat to us that would call for a major offensive. But what is absolutely clear is that ISIL, which started as Al-Qaeda in Iraq and arose out of the U.S. invasion there and... was contained because of the enormous efforts of our troops there, then shifted to Syria, has metastasized, has grown, and now we're going to have to deal with them in a systematic way.
They're not a JV team.
Well, they're not a JV team, but keep in mind that we anticipated some of these problems in a speech that I gave in West Point several months ago, where I specifically said our goal should not be to think that we can occupy every country where there is a terrorist organization. Our goal has to be to partner more effectively with governments that are committed to pushing back against the kind of extremism that ISIL represents. And that's going to require us to do things a little bit differently. We're going to have to work smarter. We're going to have to train the military there more capably. We've got to do more effective diplomatic work to eliminate the schism between Sunni and Shia that has been fueling so much of the violence in Syria, in Iraq. And so we put together a plan that is compatible with the kind of work that we're doing now.
You've not said the word Syria so far in our conversation. Obviously, if you're going to defeat ISIS, you have used very much stronger language. It's gone through the week during your trip to Wales. You got to go to Syria in some form or another. You've ruled out boots on the ground. And I'm curious, have you only ruled them out simply for domestic political reasons, or is there another reason you've ruled out American boots on the ground? Because your own guys have said you can't defeat ISIS with airstrikes alone.
Well, they're absolutely right about that. But you also cannot, over the long term or even the medium term, deal with this problem by having the United States serially occupy various countries all around the Middle East. We don't have the resources. It puts enormous strains on our military. And at some point we leave and then things blow up again.
Well, that's the end of Iraq.
So we've got to have a more sustainable strategy, which means the boots on the ground have to be Iraqi.
What about
the boots
in Syria?
In Syria, the boots on the ground have to be Syrian. And that's why...
Who?
Well, we have a Free Syrian Army and a moderate opposition that we have steadily been working with, that we have vetted. They have been on the defensive, not just from ISIL, but also from the Assad regime. And what, you know, if you will recall at the West Point speech that I gave, I said we need to put more resources into the moderate opposition, in part because unless we have people we can work with who are Sunni in these Sunni regions, then we're going to continue to have these problems. And so the strategy both for Iraq and for Syria is that we will hunt down ISIL members and assets, wherever they are, I will reserve the right to always protect the American people and go after folks who are trying to hurt us wherever they are. But in terms of controlling territory, we're going to have to develop a moderate Sunni opposition that can control territory and that we can work with. The notion that the United States should be putting boots on the ground, I think, would be a profound mistake, and I want to be very clear and very explicit about that.
Let me, I got a somewhat snarky email from a casual viewer who said, the United States gives a lot of military aid to Saudi Arabia. It's about time they use it. What do you say to them?
Well, I think that it is absolutely true that we're going to need Sunni states to step up, not just Saudi Arabia, our partners like Jordan, United Arab Emirates, Turkey. They need to be involved. This is their neighborhood. The dangers that are posed are more directed at them right now than they are us. And that's part of the conversation that John Kerry is going to be having this week. I sent him there after we left the NATO meeting in Wales. And the good news is, I think, for the perhaps the first time, you have absolute clarity that the problem for Sunni states in the region, many of whom are our allies, is not simply Iran. It's not simply a Sunni-Shia issue. Sunni extremism, as represented by ISIL, is the biggest danger that they face right now. And with that understanding, it gives us the capacity for them to start getting more active and more involved. And by the way, some of that's military, but some of it is giving political support to Baghdad and strengthening relations with Shia leaders in Baghdad. Some of it is reaching out to the Sunni tribes in Iraq and identifying who we can work with so that they can fight their own battles to free villages and regions that you know, where they live. So they've got a big role to play. And finally, a strategic messaging. One of the things we've seen about ISIL is they're really good on social media. They understand how to message to disaffected youth throughout the Arab world and throughout the Sunni world what they're doing. And the question is, when are the moderate Sunni states and leadership going to work systematically to say what ISIL represents isn't Islam? It is an abortion, a distortion, an abomination of that has, you know, somehow tied Islam to the kind of nihilistic thinking that any civilized nation should eliminate.
Did you see those messages they sent to you, naming you when they beheaded these American journalists?
Yeah.
They had messages addressing you personally. Did you watch them?
You know, I review as part of our overall counterterrorism effort. I review all the social media that many of these groups, and these are this isn't the first organization to deploy social media. This is increasingly the way that they're recruiting, particularly among foreign fighters. And we need a much more effective counter-narrative, and it can't come from us. I mean, because the problem...
I'm just curious, when they address you like that and they behead an American, I mean, how does that impact you?
Well, when you... It's not so much how it affects me personally. It's thinking about the parents of and family members of these folks who are affected. That never goes away. And you understand that the way to vindicate the love and concern that these families have is to make sure we've got a good policy, a smart policy, that prevents these kinds of things from happening in the future.
Assad, we're essentially putting aside that priority that Assad must go because ISIS is a more direct threat?
You know, the reason we're in this situation is because Assad brutalized his people and specifically brutalized the Sunni population that is the majority in Syria. It's going to be hard for us to attract Sunnis to fight against ISIL in this area if they think that we're doing it on behalf of Assad. So our attitude towards Assad continues to be that through his actions, through using chemical weapons on his own people, dropping barrel bombs that kill innocent children, that he has foregone legitimacy. But when it comes to our policy and the coalition that we're putting together, our focus specifically is on ISIL. It's narrowly on ISIL. We will continue to look for opportunities, even as we're going after terrorists who could harm Americans and our friends and partners in the region. We'll continue to look for opportunities to see if we can arrive at a political resolution of the challenges of Syria. We're going to need that, but in order to do that, we've actually got to have a moderate Sunni opposition. What, right now in Syria, you've got a choice in the minds of a lot of people between radical Sunni extremists or Assad.
But not a choice.
That's not a choice. We've got, and what we know is that there are millions of decent, good Sunnis, many of whom have been displaced. They're in Turkey, they're in Jordan. Many of them are still in Syria, although getting squeezed between these two extremes. And we've got to be able to reach to them, find a military and political structure that allows them to express themselves. Then maybe we can get the kind of political resolution that we need.
All right, let me find a few other topics. Ebola.
Warnings we heard back in 2007. America was fighting the Iraq war. President Bush had just ordered U.S. troops to surge in Iraq, and critics were demanding that the U.S. withdraw the troops. When President Bush issued this frighteningly accurate, as it turns out, assessment of what would happen if we did that.
I know some in Washington would like us to start leaving Iraq now. To begin withdrawing before our commanders tell us we are ready would be dangerous for Iraq, for the region, and for the United States. It would mean surrendering the future of Iraq to Al-Qaeda. It would mean that we'd be risking mass killings on a horrific scale. It would mean we allow the terrorists to establish a safe haven in Iraq to replace the one they lost in Afghanistan. It would mean increasing the probability that American troops would have to return at some later date to confront an enemy that is even more dangerous.
Concerned about your health? Confused about the amount of prescription drugs you are taking? Wondering which vitamins to take? Call Dr. Matt Mason, board-certified wellness physician as well as a chiropractor at Mason Wellness Center. Dr. Mason combines nutritional therapy, functional medicine, and chiropractic services to keep people healthy and get those of you that are ill feeling better faster. Mason Wellness Center is located on Layer Road in Warren, Ohio. To make an appointment or to receive additional info, call our office at 330-219-6450.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
Venus, Secrets of Grace, producers of skin and hair care products suitable for all ages, made from organic olive oil and aloe vera herbs, vitamins, and essential oils. Go to venussecrets.us.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
Pop a little swing.
Good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is open mic, but I had to start with Meet the Press, and I had to get that out because nobody was here at first. And so I couldn't talk about the Steelers and the Browns game because nobody was here. So since nobody was here,
I don't want to talk about the Steelers and the Browns game.
I had to start with Meet the Press because I'm going somewhere today. I got to go talk. I got to talk about the Atlanta. I think the Atlanta Hawks game owner. That's afterwards. Mm-hmm. You guys made me start with Meet the Press.
And that's where we should start. It's a very serious situation.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's extremely serious.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
There will be boots on the ground.
You wait. Absolutely. You're going to have boots on the ground probably after 3-4 days from now.
Wait. You're going to have blood in the streets here first.
You are going to have some craziness going on here.
Slow down. Hold on. Listen to this. Now, he's going to make a speech on, what's the day?
9-10.
No, yes, Wednesday. Now, Let me explain something to people so that, because some people may not know. They don't understand that people who are Islamic, who are radical,
mm-hmm.
are very, 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 very close to tradition. They do numbers. They like 9/11. That's why Benghazi was 9/11. That's why other things happened on 9/11. There was a purpose for the 9/11, the 9/11, and so. That's one thing. He's going to make a speech because now that he has a plan, because last week in the tan suit, he didn't have a plan. So he puts on a blue suit now. He got a plan. And so now we're going somewhere. And
you're not going anywhere.
No, that's not what he said.
Well.
That's not what he said. I got the transcript. You want me to read it to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because he said he's going to manage this.
Yeah. Make them a manageable problem.
That's what he said. We're going to manage this. So
the problem is when you manage something like a baseball team, they win sometimes. They lose sometimes.
Well, how do you manage somebody that wants to raise
your
white?
Almost won yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
It was a managed team.
That's right.
Okay.
It was a managed team.
How do you manage somebody who wants to rape your wife?
Or how do you manage a teacher over the kindergarten classroom that's a child molester?
Want to see how you manage it?
That's how you manage it.
No. This is how you manage it.
Mm-hmm.
You give them the power of positive suggestion.
Oh no! You bomb the cookie closet. That's what you do.
I think Phil Robertson had it right.
Phil
Robertson had it right.
And they asked him a question. They said, "Well, how did you feel when they called your name out?"
Mm-hmm.
I thought about the people, dude.
Let me
say this to you. No, let me be honest with you. If you have heart, your heart was crushed. Because you can't let somebody say, "I'm doing this for you," and then take a steak knife and saw their head off.
What did I tell you a long time ago that he was, and you guys argued with me down that he was not,
he is not
a sociopath?
No.
He is too a sociopath.
No.
Sociopaths are unable to have emotions for what they do. That's why they do heinous things and nobody cares. Dahmer was a sociopath. Okay, he could kill and cut up and eat his victims without a thought. Well, he's not a maniacal sociopath in the way of he kills people, because I have a couple of relatives that are sociopaths, and they have no idea that they are hurting you by what they're saying to you, and by some of their actions. They have no idea, and not only that, they don't care. They don't care, and so therefore they're going to do what they want to do anyway. He's a sociopath.
They don't care. They can't care.
I don't know. I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, I think it can't care.
There's some kind of psychological block, or maybe it's some kind of other. It's got to be psychological,
yeah.
Because every person has the ability to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have that ability, but when you have a person that ignores, just totally, how do you think you can ignore the community that you used to get in the office? You oversampled them, drove people to the polls, but then, excuse my mouth, but I can't say that on the air.
You didn't do a doggone thing
to help those people,
mm-hmm,
to become economically independent.
Well, you got to realize he's Muslim first, black second.
Well,
No.
Third. Yeah, could be.
I'm just saying. I mean, I don't think we. I wanted to get your take on this, because I was very. I didn't watch it live. I watched it online afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I got to play this because I know people are not watching. And when I saw this, I said, are you kidding me?
He has no clue that people are smart. He thinks we're stupid.
I said, are you kidding me? And then when he said it, he went through this conversation, and I'm going, I know you vetted all these questions. I know you, because Chuck Todd is your boy. Because I'm quite sure there are very, very few questions that he asked you all day long.
Up Chuck Todd.
That you did not have an answer to. And the way he answered some of these questions, and the way he wiggled through them, and the way he was trying to not misspeak, you could tell that things are not all, as they would say, copacetic in the camp.
Oh, you better believe it.
Because he was going on Meet the Press, was trying to overcome, we don't have a strategy. You don't come out and say that out loud last week and come up with a full plan this week the way that he did. He was trying to memorize something that someone told him in the last 5 days.
He still has no plan.
Oh, yeah. The Pentagon's got a plan. Don't.
I said he has no plan.
Well, whether he lets the Pentagon implement their plan or not, it's a difference.
Different
set of rules, but
I don't think the Pentagon. I don't think he is the commander in chief. I mean, I really don't. You know, like I said,
well, he's purged.
Gitmo's still open.
We know he's purged.
Yes,
the Pentagon.
He did.
Of anybody who politically disagreed with him.
But he still doesn't have control of it. I really don't think he has control.
I mean, he's got the legal authority to do what he pleases. He just doesn't have the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird, but, you know.
I don't want to say spiritual, because that's the wrong word,
right.
But he doesn't have he just doesn't, mm-hmm. he's not.
Well, this is the first
he
time.
He doesn't understand evil.
No, well, he is evil.
I didn't say that.
I will say that. In fact,
I will too.
I'll go as far as saying that he is America's worst enemy.
I agree with that. I believe it's an ideological difference, not a. I think he wants to take the country where he thinks is right for the country, even though we disagree with him.
I totally disagree with that. I think he intends to destroy the country because of what he said he believed. That's
mm-hmm.
right. So he could turn it into.
Well, he doesn't like the country. I believe that.
Well,
he doesn't agree. He thinks the Constitution is a flawed document to start with.
And so what does that do to the people in the country when you do that? And the thing is, that's going to cause pain and suffering. And he's wiped out 42% of the electrical grid, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wiped it out. Now, What's that going to do wintertime for poor people?
Oh, we're just going to give bigger HEAP checks.
Okay, is that what we're going to do? I mean, that's probably what's going to happen.
The end goal is to make everybody dependent on the government. That's the thing with the progressives. Their biggest enemy is a financially independent middle class.
Absolutely.
Because if I don't need you, if I don't need Social Security, if I don't need health care, if I can pay for all that stuff by myself, what do I need you for?
That's why they enslaved the easiest group in the country to enslave, the last ones that were in slavery. They are mostly a major population centers of the country. They are all under government control.
Well, it was the control group for the rest of us is what it was.
Well, it was the practice.
You guys were enslaved after you were released from slavery. You were re-enslaved basically using the formula of how you catch wild pigs. But, you know how you catch wild pigs, don't you, Jeff?
No, I don't. You got to do that.
You
bait them with food.
You start feeding them.
Okay.
And then after you feed them for a while, you put up one piece of fence.
Mm-hmm.
And then they keep coming back for the food every day, and then you put up another piece of fence. Then after a little while, you put up another piece of fence. And after you've done this for an extended period of time, they come in and you can close the gate on them, and they don't even know they've just been penned.
Wow.
Mm. And that's what they're doing to the entire – they use black people as the test group, and that's what they're doing to the rest of us now. They're enslaving us with health care. They're enslaving us with Social Security.
But
they're enslaving us with the promise of pensions from companies that don't exist anymore. I mean, basically, they're turning the average American into a wage slave.
The number is 347-945-5229. And I don't want to go to the progressive yet, because and I'm going to want to slow this down. It's only 20 minutes till 9 or till 10. But I want to slow it down because I agree with you on some aspects of this. But if you listen to some other parts of his interview, and he talks about wage earning. And because I want to get to the political part a little bit later on, because right now, when you look at the mindset of what's going on in the Middle East, and if you notice that he never mentioned Israel,
not once.
And if you notice, he really didn't go through Putin and the Ukraine and what's going on there in this opening dialogue, because this is bigger than just, you know, the war, or should I say the unrest in the Middle East, or should I say Syria or ISIL. And for him to say that this is not about Islam, because he actually said that. This
absolutely.
And so how can you call this a ISIL and or a Islamic State and say it's not about Islam if Islam is in the title of ISIS? And what kind – I'm serious.
He's laughable. He's laughable.
What kind of shell game is this?
Mm-hmm.
And
he literally thinks the American people are stupid enough to believe him. And
they are.
Some of them are.
Well, it's not stupid so much as it is ignorant, Ben. And the thing is because people are not sophisticated in politics or the other things that go on.
Yes, but when you catch somebody lying and you have it on tape.
I don't know he's lying.
This guy's been lying since the day he took off.
But you have to understand, there is a great group of people out there, and they still have not. They're still asleep. They're still dreaming of a.
What campaign promise has he not reneged upon?
Get us
out of Iraq.
No. But that,
we're
you
still there.
They took you out.
They took you out.
They had to put you back in.
You're not back in yet. You just got.
Oh yeah, there's a thousand.
We're still there.
No.
You only had 500 people in the country guarding that embassy. Okay,
right. But
now there's 500 more.
Hold on. How many army units did they bring back from Iraq, decommission, and then send them back as missionaries?
Well, you mean as
mercenaries? Yes, mercenaries.
Oh, BlackRock.
That's something different.
Yeah, so we're still there.
Well,
okay,
that's not you.
They're not flying their planes.
Yeah, but who's?
They're not piloting our drones either. Okay, we're still there. He lied. Okay.
There's no doubt about it, Ben.
How about having a transparent government?
But this, Ben, you're going back to stuff. Oh, you know, politicians stay with politicians stay when they're trying to get in office. You gotta understand. That's okay. He can say transparent. He can say Guantanamo Bay. He can say all this. But now that you're the chief commander,
it's okay to lie.
No, this is not. It's not about okay to lie. This is the problem is the American people, a good portion of them, still don't hear the words that are coming out of his mouth. They still are not taxing him on what he's doing, and they still are blaming everybody else for the decisions that this administration is making. And we all know from talking, and if you listen to a lot of the shows and the people who are in D.C. in DuPont Circle, they will tell you that this administration is very, very disconnected.
Yes.
The Pentagon, the generals, the Secretary of State, the Department of Defense, and the administration are all on their own plan. So the question that I have is, what in the world are we doing? And why is it that they're not paying attention? Seriously. Every now and then you get to say, my husband is wrong, my kids are bad. I mean, it's coming. Okay, let me say it this way. Hold on. Let's go back to football. Since he was talking about varsity and junior varsity as an analogy with foreign policy, I found that to be very, very strange.
Well, hey.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. My question is, Ben, you're a Steelers fan.
Right.
Yesterday, did the Browns give you a run for your money?
Oh, most definitely.
Did they show up yesterday?
Yes, they did. The second half.
Did the Steelers really play some football yesterday?
Yeah, they did.
Okay. You see? You got a team. Yours is Steelers. His is Browns. You can actually say that yesterday the Browns didn't look like the clowns.
Most definitely.
Okay. Why is it that when we talk about what's going on with this administration, we won't be honest about what is happening and how this person is not leading?
Sergeant.
And or is not engaged and or criticize him and make him do his job.
They got Sergeant Schultz syndrome.
Who? I know nothing.
I know nothing.
Oh,
I see nothing.
And so that's what my question is. Because before we even get to the progressives, right now we're just at the administration. We know that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton are progressives.
They professed progressives.
Okay. But as a progressive as they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're not this.
They're not.
No, Jeff. Now listen. Bill Clinton and Hillary,
mm-hmm.
as progressive as they are,
mm-hmm.
they are not President Obama.
Sure. No. They're...
So where are they? Because remember, we've talked about there is progressives on the right side.
Hold on.
There's progressives on the left side. And then there is
the
President of the United States.
They're the same.
No.
They're the same. They both believe the American public is stupid. And will believe anything they say, especially after Hillary Clinton brought her daughter to a war zone under fire, immense fire. Remember, she said this when they handed her roses. Yes,
that is the.
They're the same.
That's the mantra of the progressive is if you're not of a certain breeding, and you're not of a certain education at a certain school, then you are not intelligent enough, or bright enough to run anything, and you need to be run. You need somebody to run your life for you because you're too stupid. That's what this whole healthcare thing's about. You're too stupid to figure out what healthcare plan you need to buy. That's what Social Security's all about. You're too stupid to save for your retirement.
But see, what I'm saying is, listen to the words that came out of his mouth on yesterday. Listen to how he's talking. Listen to how he danced. I mean, listen to how even, you know, really. Who in the world, he had more intelligence walking in the door. Because remember, Bush and them called both John McCain and Obama in before while they were running for office to let them know about certain things that were happening in the Middle East with the terrorist organizations. Remember that? They called them both in. They said because it was too serious. They actually had President Obama come in early, so that he would and his transition team, so that they would be knowledgeable of what was going on in the Middle East. And he decided that out of all the campaign promises he was going to keep, can understand bringing, declaring that we're no longer at war, but I don't understand how we did not leave troops there. When you know that President Bush, after he comes out, he's actually saying, we can't do that. And all of a sudden, this president brings everybody home and allows them to fester.
I mean, and I don't understand what the...
Sends five guys back for Bergdahl that nobody wants to talk about.
Benghazi.
See what I'm saying?
He lied right there. The administration lied there.
But, I mean,
that's where I was going just a second ago. Mm-hmm. Because that's exactly what's going on.
I mean, we've got proof.
Benghazi, those guys gave that interview Friday. That was riveting. And not only that, it made you want to go to Washington, D.C.
Smack them
in the face. And, well, not just smack them in the face, but just go wipe everybody out in some of these departments. Because, and I'm saying that facetiously, so don't nobody say that I want to go and shoot up the government. I'm just saying these people are irresponsible. They're very stupid
Is it the government or is it the administration?
It's this administration.
All right. My question is, you would think by now somebody would be challenging this more so than they are, because to this day I have yet to...
I challenge it.
I'm not talking about the people who are sitting on talk radio across this country. I'm not talking about the people who are sitting in coffee houses. I'm talking about the overall mass, because it's not like they're not supposed to be smarter than us.
Listen. For treason.
These guys, we have people out there who are generals. We have people out there who are in academia. There are people out there who are...
And why are they afraid of him?
And they understand the strategy of what goes on in the Middle East. They understand ISIL and ISIS. They understand the Middle East. They understand what's going on in Ukraine. They understand that the national security of America is wavering. They understand that him holding a speech on the 10th is disrespectful to the
11th. He's going to infuriate ISIS.
And he announces it.
Right.
So that they can prepare.
Right.
Exactly. To hear what he's going to say.
Exactly. He's an idiot. I'm sorry. He's not an idiot. He knows what he's doing, but he's doing it in a way that it's designed to hurt America and Americans.
But the question is, where is America?
I'm right here.
No.
Good morning.
Your mic is on. Good morning. 440?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Is that me?
Yes, that's you.
I'm sorry. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm surprised. You guys are pretty smart, but what you don't... I'm surprised you don't see it. He's the enemy. He wants us to fail at every turn. He wants us to fail at every turn. You guys don't see that?
But listen,
Okay.
I don't understand why America doesn't see it.
See, that's the question, Ben.
Why doesn't America see it?
The question is, where are the other people in America? Where is the outrage? Because if you can get upset about one young black man getting shot by one white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, and if that should really infuriate our community, there should be protesting. There should be rioting in the streets, based upon what the administration is doing right now, because we would not want America to go down.
Hey, this is the time we need to march on D.C.
I'm not just talking black, I'm talking white, Mexican, everybody, every American should be marching on D.C. They're not going to do it, though, Ben.
This is the most treasonous administration in history.
Absolutely. They put candy in your mouth.
He leaves town, like when they had the million... biker march or whatever, he leaves town. He has the police shut them down. The guy's smarter than you guys think.
Listen, 440. You said he is treasonous. You're saying, my question is, why is it America, the people who are the citizens here, why is everyone so quiet? Why are your newspapers, the front page? Now, see, okay, IRS, it affects my pocketbook, and I don't want them to go after me. Yeah. You know, Benghazi, they healed a man, and, you know, okay.
Who cares?
Hold on. You've got a man who's getting ready to play with the lives of the American people on their own soil. See, we sit in football stadiums and watch men play gladiator games down on some grass. We go to NASCAR and watch cars go in circles, and we send our children to school, and we don't pay attention about them not coming home.
Well, you know, there was a reason why the Coliseum was built.
So they were the horrid people? So the question is, why is it that we don't hear the outrage of what's going on in this administration and saying, there's something wrong here?
You know, I think the reason why I haven't been called to arms yet is because I actually believe the American system works. I believe democracy works. I believe we will wake up and not elect another idiot like we have in there right now.
Well,
That's why. But you know what? There's going to come a point in time that if we keep on electing these idiots, all right, you're going to see people march on D.C. and they're not going to be carrying banners.
But do you understand where I'm coming from? I got to take a break in about 5 or 7 minutes. But I don't understand why I'm sitting here and I'm ranting and raving about something that I know this is very, very important to the national security of the American electorate.
What I don't understand is why you weren't ranting and raving 6 years ago like I was.
Because I never thought anybody could be so diabolical.
Right, Jeff? We were ranting.
Did we have a problem with that? No.
Read his book. I mean, he's doing everything.
Well,
he's honest enough to told us what he was going to do before he did it.
But, you know, if he lived up to his campaign promises the first time he ran, he would have been the best president in history.
I said that. I said that to someone yesterday.
Tracy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna listen to the rest of your program, and you're gonna have the same callers that you usually have on there, and they're all gonna come to his defense, every last one of them. I hear it every day.
No, not for how long.
No matter what this guy does, they're gonna back him. Period. So, you're preaching to the choir. You know what I mean?
This is true.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll tell you the names that's going to call you and defend him.
They're not going to call today. I don't think so. I think they're scared.
Oh, you're slamming him. They're going to call you. They're going to cry their eyes out.
I wish some of the people that I see in the chat room would call and give their bright opinions, the ones that think that people pay us to come on the radio and say what we say. And you know, the thing is that's why the country is going down, because you have people so ignorant that they don't understand digging into what we say. I bring you empirical evidence. That tells you,
Jeff,
look at what's going on.
They are so blinded by the truth, they got to be possessed by demons.
Well, I mean,
that's the only thing I can think of.
The people call this enchantment. When you get a leader
they're mesmerized.
They're mesmerized by him.
Yeah.
They're enchanted.
Hey, guys, our president's naked.
Thank you. No clothes. The emperor has none.
We talked about this before. The emperor has no clothes.
He's naked.
And so I understand where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking about the progressives and all, but this is a little bit different than progressivism. This is way different.
This is treason, outright. This is
something totally different, especially when the people who – you don't hear anything. I didn't hear an outrage yesterday. I'm going to say this from the GOP.
Hey, Tracy.
Yes. Hey, Eric, good morning.
This is Eric and Warren. I can assure everybody I am not getting paid for what I'm saying.
Hold on. That's his disclaimer. I am not. You're not getting paid?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get the check I sent you?
I didn't get it, Tracy. What's wrong with it?
Okay, sorry. So, I mean, I just don't understand. I just don't understand how we're not... I didn't see the outrage on Fox News. I didn't see the outrage on MSNBC. And even though they're trying to dance a little bit right now because they don't want to get so in bed with them that they smell, but you don't see it. You don't see this. don't we see that there is a problem here?
No, it's not that we don't see there's a problem. We don't want to see at all.
You got to see, Ben.
Nope, not when you're a slave.
Ben, you got to see.
You just got to be able to do what you're being told to do.
You got to see.
You know, just get your check and that's all you want. Get your free health care, that's all you want. Get
Ben,
your food stamps,
Ben,
that's all
Ben,
you want.
You got to see.
Don't want to see anything else. I don't care. It's not going to affect me.
You got to see.
You know, they're not going to fly a
plane
into
I
my
mean,
house.
That's the problem. Freedom is hard.
No,
the normal state of human the normal state of humanity is slavery. Because freedom is hard. Because when you're responsible for yourself, your life is a lot harder.
Mm-hmm.
When you have to worry about taking care of your own health care, and when you have to worry about feeding your own family, and when you have to worry about doing everything on your own, it's hard, and it's real easy to be lulled into a sense of some letting somebody else take care of you.
But
it's real easy to fall into that trap. It's a human nature problem. It's not a race problem.
You're right.
831, your mic is on.
100% you're right.
Hello, Tracy. Good morning. I, too,
morning.
Have not paid the call. And I, too, do not work for the union. And I, too, do not work for the government. And I, too, do not live on welfare or subsistence. So where do we go? So here we are. Maybe we're the only ones that think this way because we are the ones doing not the other things. We're not bowing down to a union, and we're not bowing down to our government job or our subsidized government jobs that have contracts. I mean, when you think about it, it's really out there. I mean, you have a – okay, you take a woman who – I'm going to just pick somebody out that's a daycare provider that's getting paid because moms are on welfare. She's a government-subsidized business. And that's just one. Now, if you go out to the big part of it, look how many people that consumes. Even though they're out working every day, they're subsidized by a government, and they really need that. They need that to sustain themselves. So it's, you know, when you think of what the government does with their political strength, it's a very scary thing.
Hey, listen, I got to take a break.
You know, when you have
quick,
a teacher.
Right,
and that ISIS is unlikely to be ultimately defeated before President Obama leaves office. But with this big speech on Wednesday, the president is seeking to reassure the despite a series of muddled and sometimes contradictory statements. He does have a strategy for ultimately defeating this terror group, and he will say that the U.S., with a growing list of coalition partners, is now on the offensive.
One question, though, is whether Arab nations will join a coalition against ISIS. Bruce Levinson of the Atlanta Hawks, the latest team owner in the NBA to be under fire for racially inflammatory remarks. ABC's Aaron Kuchersky says Levinson is selling his share of the team.
This is a pretty big line that appears to have been crossed.
On sports radio in Atlanta, Bruce Levinson was outspoken about Donald Sterling.
I have zero tolerance for this sort of bigoted racial commenting.
Levinson wrote in a 2012 email, the black crowd scared away the whites, and there are simply not enough affluent black fans to build a significant season ticket base. Levinson complained the cheerleaders are black, the music is hip-hop, and there are few fathers and sons at games. He called it inflammatory nonsense, and the NBA commended his decision to sell. Aaron Kuchersky, ABC News, New York.
Treasury Secretary Jack Lew says the Obama administration will decide in the very near future what actions it will take to make it less profitable for American firms to shift their legal addresses overseas. A growing number of companies are changing their address abroad to reduce their taxes. Rising concerns about a mystery virus caught by more than 1,000 children. It starts with a cold but could get very serious. Kids in 10 states have been sickened. This is ABC News.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected. Stop collection. funds and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the Shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Progress for an American who has been stricken with the potentially deadly Ebola virus. He's getting treatment in Nebraska. More from ABC's Jim Ryan.
Like two previous American health workers who got the illness, Dr. Rick Sacra is being kept in strict isolation. And while he is not receiving the experimental drug that seemed to help the others, Dr. Sacra is getting a brand new treatment. And
he's made some progress, both in terms of clinical progress and in terms of his laboratories. He's still very tired, however.
Sacra, who was in Liberia when he contracted Ebola, has been advising his own doctors in Nebraska on the best way to treat his infection. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
An auto technology breakthrough, General Motors says in 2 years' time, it will offer autos that talk to each other and can almost drive themselves at freeway speeds. William and Kate are expecting their second child. Palace officials in London making the announcement. The Duchess of Cambridge, though, has morning sickness. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Buy more and save. Insurance bundlers try to tack on homeowners and even life insurance with the promise of paying less. Safe Auto only provides the right car insurance for the right price. You'll never have to bundle or switch or anything else to save. Safe Auto. Call, click, and enjoy the road ahead.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. Hey there, truck fans. Find great financing and lease offers on Ford F-Series. Now during the Built Ford Tough Truck Sales event.
Venus, Secrets of Grease, producers of skin and hair care products suitable for all ages. Made from organic olive oil and aloe vera herbs, vitamins, and essential oils. Go to venussecrets.us.
Talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. The show that stimulates your mind on the issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Anyone, they don't even just pretend. Jonah's an American.
I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
Jonah.
joke. Johnny wants a woman, Johnny wants a bank of a joke.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Hope you're having a good day today. It is open mic. It's 7 minutes after the air, 7 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. I've got both Six, or I have Six and Ben and Jeff here in studio with me. And
the Steelers won.
And the Steelers won. And the Steelers won. But actually,
the Steelers squeaked by yesterday.
But can I ask you a question?
Oh, I was puckering.
I got a question.
I actually watched a football game for once.
You did? Which one?
The Steelers, Browns.
You don't. Let's not talk about the Ohio State game.
No. Wait,
hey, did you guys see what happened Saturday night at the NASCAR race?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before you go to NASCAR, I got to ask Ben a question. It's an interview.
Okay.
Hold on. Ben.
Yes.
What's up with the karate kick to the punter? What was that?
I think that was a failed attempt to hurdle the punter.
No, he put his foot right in the man's face.
It was
in his face.
It was like, you know, he was up in the air. It was
he aimed his foot
at
his head.
And he and the foot went up in the air, and it was like, you know, when you watch cartoons, and
you cannot blame him. Listen,
those movies.
The Steelers are used to walking all over the Browns.
So this time he just kicked
it.
But seriously, you know, in the movies, and you see them, and they have those harnesses on.
Yes, karate kick kids.
And they go over to people, and they go. Uh-huh. And it's like, you know, Bruce Lee.
Yeah, he's like.
What was up with that?
Win, lose, or draw, on the next game. Ben is going down hard several times.
Who, Ben?
Ben. No,
Ben.
Not
talking about Ben.
Oh, Ron Burger.
Ben Raplessberger.
They don't have any girls on the team, Jeff.
Huh?
They don't have any girls on the team.
No, you watch what happens. Wait, what are you saying?
I got what she's saying. I'm going to ignore
that.
I'm going to ignore that.
I am too. That was not good.
That was a Jenna Jameson quote there. But anyhow.
I decided I'm going to turn into Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Joan.
Well, you know, at least she was right about Mrs. Obama, she's a trainee. But
Ben.
I agree.
Ben.
She looks like a man.
No, she doesn't.
She's transgender.
She doesn't look like a man. Let me say this.
I will say she looks like that. When I told you Hillary looked that bad, it took you a year to agree with me.
No, I do not. I don't take personal attacks at any of
them. That's not personal.
That is personal.
It's factual.
That's not factual. That's your own opinion. That's like Jeff saying Debbie Wasserman Smith is cute.
Is she?
No, I said she was sexy.
Same thing. She ain't even sexy.
Well, that's...
So that's your personal opinion. That's a personal attack.
That's in the mind of the beholder.
Absolutely. So some people like it big, some people like it bad, some people like it ugly. Be nice.
My profession,
take your mic off.
My profession is beauty.
Look at that.
I have an art gallery.
Get your hat off that mic.
I should know beauty.
Get your hat off that mic.
So, beauty lies in the eye of the beholder.
I'm just saying, I wanted to talk about the game. And so what happened with NASCAR?
Some goofball got drunk and climbed up on the fence, clear up on top where it reaches clear of the racetrack.
Get out.
Yeah. They had to call. They threw a caution flag until they got
him
down.
Was he nude?
Half.
Oh, that didn't count. You got to be nude. You got to be nude to count. I'm just trying to get all this done because, you know, there are things that are going on in America right now,
well,
and it's really wacky.
The British economy is getting ready to collapse.
Again.
Well,
yeah.
Whose fault is it this time?
Scotland's is voting next week to secede.
Yeah, from the
secede from the United Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
And so I saw this morning that.
But they still want to use the British pound.
No, they don't. No,
they
the pound sterling is down 5% this morning.
So they want to go to the euro.
See, there is a Royal Bank. There is a Royal Bank
of Scotland.
Scotland,
yes.
And they do issue their own currency. I'm pretty sure I shouldn't say that. I'm pretty sure that the Royal Bank of Scotland produces their own.
I'm going to try to get back over there next year. I'll find out.
Well, here's the thing that that's interesting. While they're doing the same thing here, why doesn't anybody see that this is a concerted world effort? You know, they want to blame. You know, you hear all these idiots. They blame Bush. They blame this. Things have been happening for a lot of years in this country. And they've been happening around the world because you have a set of people that is hell-bent on changing the way government works, and they want government to be no more government for and by the people here, but for and by the United Nations. And see, we don't need that. I want to be independent. I don't want somebody, some other body making a decision for me. That, you know, I'm not the coalition of Star Trek out in outer space.
Well, you know, it's sad to say, but I think you're too late.
Yeah, like I said.
I think it's already happened.
Well, I mean, I think there's some hope.
So
because I think we're going to get a breather in 2016. I do.
You think so?
I think we're going to get a breather in 2016.
I pray that we do.
I do too, but it's not going to last if we don't change.
You're right.
How are we going to change? Let me say this, Jeff, and I think you're a very intelligent man. And, guys, I'm going to pull everybody up who's in the chat room. Listen here. I think you're a very intelligent man. Mm. How are you going to change if you don't know that you're sick? Okay, let's do it this way. There are women who get pregnant
mm-hmm.
and don't think they're pregnant and act like they're not pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't go see the doctor.
Yep.
So they feel like my mom said it's like putting their head in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'd go until you can't go nowhere else, because after a while, the baby's going to show most times. And it's like, oh, I didn't know I was pregnant. Yeah. How you going to do that? How you going to know when you don't realize that you got a problem? Right now, I'm serious. We're looking at a situation, and they don't want to act like they have that there's no problem.
I understand. They don't know that there's a problem, and they're too afraid to think that there is. You understand? You know.
And you don't have to hate the president because you got a problem, Jeff.
Well, yeah, but here's
they can't. They can't admit that there's a problem, because that would mean that they're admitting that they were wrong.
Well, that's exactly it, and they refuse to admit that they're wrong. They can't. Well, you know, I hear a good friend of mine, talk show host, say, and I don't like what Obama's doing, this and that, but and I voted for him twice, and I'd vote for him
again.
I'd vote for him again. And I told him in person, I said, then you're an idiot.
And let me say this, I talk to people, and they act like everybody's picking on the president, so I gotta be his fan. I gotta cheer him on, because you Republicans and all you racists out there and all you Uncle Toms, all you doing is picking on this black man who's in the only reason why you're messing with him is because
he's black.
And so you're picking on this black man because, you know, you've been indoctrinated by the white man.
No, seriously.
And they don't like what he's doing.
I've made this statement millions of times. I'm only criticizing the white half of the president.
But listen to what I'm saying. You might be criticizing the white half, but the black half is having problems. And let me say this. The black folks are having a problem because they will not wake up. And everybody knows that when white America catches a cold, black folks get pneumonia. And when when white folks get a pneumonia, black folks die. Do we not understand?
Ebola, you're right.
Are we not getting this? And I don't understand. I'm serious. I'm watching this. And then you got a man who owns the Atlanta Hawks. I'm going to segue into this. And he says, I've got a problem with attendance because I'm afraid that my ticket holders who are white, because all the music is black, the players are black, the cheerleaders are black. And because there's no representation of white people down there, they might be inferior and or afraid to come in because they don't see anything that looks like them. And what does he do? Because somebody said that was a racist statement, he sells his team. Now, I got my other thought process, because I think he said $2 billion cash, racist. I just became one.
Not
green.
Green can become
color.
A racist. Absolutely, because he ain't on. But he said it 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So
in an email 2 years ago.
So when does you cold?
No, this thing keeps coming down on me.
So when does my observation of honesty that I believe might be a problem for my business become a racist gesture because I sent it in an internal memo thinking that because I don't have a diverse community, because it was all white and everybody was white, and the white man said, you know what, I think black people are not coming here because everything in the room is white. I think we need to diversify. We wouldn't call him racist.
You're not going to get an argument from me,
Dad. Not from me either. I mean, you know.
You're 100% right, Tracy.
But you got a black man in the White House, and because he has a black family, and because everybody's picking on him, and he getting ready to send us to hell in a handbasket.
They don't care nothing about that.
Yeah, but Jeff, no, they got to care because it's going to come to us.
They don't believe what you just said, Tracy. They think that you're a Republican, and because you're a Republican, you saying mean things about my president. That's what they say. And you tell them this cut is worse. Did you say Jimmy Carter raising money for Hamas?
Did you see that?
Okay. Well,
insane.
That's insane. And I put on my post, he's trying to get his old title back as worst president. But I think it's too late. Here it is. Not only did Jimmy Carter had to raise some money for Hamas because Barack Obama is feeding ISIS and then trying to beat them at the same time.
Pionki, it doesn't work. Pionki, your mic's on, and so is yours, Eric. I'm just saying. Korean man sitting in the chat room. I just don't understand. I don't understand how the blinders. And let me say this. Even about women, and right now they're talking about the inequality of Americans, how they're trying to bring in this wage thing, and how they're talking about the right now. And I got to play the clip because y'all to hear what he said, because he's saying that this election, if you want to do right, you're going to vote for the Democrats because Republicans don't care about your well-being.
That's what we
don't care about this. But you get ready to send us to slaughter. And I'm telling y'all, we live good.
Scott Walker did a wonderful job in Wisconsin. I know what he did against the unions and that and other, but he had to get control of the spending in the state. And he did a good job. They are on even footing. John Kasich here in Ohio, I know that he did the issue 5 and probably should not have added the police and fire in there, which I think those are two separate things because of what they have to deal with. They risk their lives.
I agree with you.
So that's the only thing he did wrong, but the state is on even footing. You have a place where people can come and feel safer because you have an economy that's working. But these idiots, you got this. Well, we're going to hold him responsible. Responsible for what?
But, Jeff, listen to this.
Improving your standard of living?
Listen, so you go, well, thank you. Hold on. So, I can understand you don't like John Kasich. Because, okay, if you don't like him, you don't like him.
Yeah, they don't.
No, I'm just saying. I can understand
them, yeah.
Whoever they are. Okay, now, but when you put a choice up between a cliff and a swimming pool and a springboard, and you scared to jump, do you go off the cliff or do you jump off the springboard into the water?
You're missing the point. You're talking to lemons.
They're ready to go right into the water.
They're going to kill themselves anyhow.
The liberal left-wing lemmings is what I call them on my Facebook page, are rushing to the shore. Rushing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they let this man do whatever he's doing. They let him wipe out 46. They don't understand what wiping out 46%, 42% of your electrical grid means.
440, your mic is on. Hold on.
You know
what?
Hold on. 440, hold on.
You said just said something about electric. Hold on. Hold on, 440. I got to say this one thing because just said something about electric. They tell me, based on projection, that if we thought last year was cold, it's going to be colder and snowier this year. And I also heard because of the electrical grid being overregulated, coal being overregulated, and because we're having problems, there is a high probability that we're going to have rolling blackouts. Do you realize the dumb machines that we have right now, everything works on electricity, especially heat? You can't get a blower out the gas furnace unless you got a blower on there because it works by electricity. Do you know what happens when you don't have electricity and the blower won't blow and you got heat? That means you got a coal house, even if you got a natural gas house.
Your furnace won't even kick on without electricity anymore.
Hold on, guys. I just had to get that out. I just wanted to, we can go back to that for a minute. But he said electricity, I'm thinking fall, winter. Because, you know, plan ahead.
Well, they said that last winter they were right on the edge of dropping the entire grid for the East Coast.
Listen,
we've closed some power plants since
then. You didn't gone too far.
No.
They told me the other night, they told me that we're going to have rolling blackouts in the wintertime. Go ahead, 440. I'm done. I just had to roll on the blackout because I don't like
cold. Yeah, the rolling blackouts, but they're not going to shut down. The grid won't fall completely, only because that will ruin Wall Street. It'll ruin the banks, everything like that. You may get cold, but they're going to stay warm.
That's what the president said in his book is what he wants to do, though.
What?
That's the way to do it.
What?
He wanted to tear down America so he can rebuild it. How do you tear down America? You destroy the economy, right? So what better way to do it than a rolling blackout? That may become permanent in areas.
Y'all know rolling blackout mean cold, right?
No, they don't.
Well, not only that, you have the right blackout now that they're switching from coal to natural gas, and you can't restart it once it goes down.
See, and this is
because you have to compress the natural gas, which takes electricity.
You didn't gone too far.
This is the problem.
Well, guys, I want him to bring up his point before I go to break. But the reason why I brought it up. I just want you to know it means cold.
Yes.
Yeah, but look what they're going to let go cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you couple a blackout with a whiteout, you got problems.
Oh, shut up, Ben. Yo, go ahead, 440. Ben and gone crazy.
You know, the one thing that you all been talking about, you know, nobody wants change yet. It hasn't hit them. It's the same thing that you're a Republican, all right? You are not going to... I don't know what offices that you run for. That's not going to happen in Youngstown. They're not ready for a change. They look at you as being bought and paid for by Whitey.
440.
That's what they look at.
Listen. They voted for change.
Yeah.
440.
Yeah. I understand. Didn't they vote for change?
They voted for hopeless change.
No, they voted for hope and change.
Are you being realistic or are you trying to be funny?
They voted for a black man.
They didn't vote for change.
No, because you got to raise white folks to vote for him, too. They voted for change. They just didn't see the change. But now that they see the change.
Oh, we're seeing lots of change.
No. Now that they see the change, they don't see the change. See, I don't understand how they don't see the change.
Because then they'd have to admit that they were wrong.
Exactly. I have a sister-in-law like that.
And lemmings are never wrong.
remember the Happy Days episode where Fonzie had to admit he was wrong?
Yeah, he said, I'm too
smart to be wrong. That's what it is.
He couldn't get it out.
440. Mr. Bianchi, your mic is on, too. I'm just saying, there is a time that you've got to wake up and say, My man is beating me and it hurts. You know, I'm serious. You got to wait. I mean, seriously. Eventually, you've got to wake up and say, I'm getting my butt beat and it hurts.
I've been lied to.
He don't love me, even if I stay there.
Just say he doesn't. He lied to me. That's all you got to say.
They're not going to say that though. They don't think he lied.
Start right there.
They think that. Listen. All conversations that I have with the people that think like this, they don't believe that the president has ever lied.
Well, they've been enchanted by demons.
Well, that may be, but here's the point. They believe that what has happened is the president was trying to do all this good stuff, but these evil Republicans stopped him from doing it. When he had 2 whole years of the full House and Senate to get anything done he needed to, he put in a health care bill that is getting ready to strangle your stupid behind. Now, since you want to do all of this, your behind is going to be stupid because you're going to get strangled, except people that didn't have pot or window in the first place. Okay?
Hey, Jeff. Jeff?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be proven wrong because Eva's going to call you up and she's going to spin this where you're stupid, dude.
She ain't going to call.
Get ready for that.
But
she at least got to call and tell you the Steelers beat your Browns.
She's not Covina Man because Covina Man is the greatest champion of this president out of the most ignorant place I could ever come. But I can't understand this.
Listen. But this is the
issue. Turned you guys off when he's on.
Huh? Hold on, hold on, 440. This is the issue. The issue is Kolina Mann, Diva, and others, many others.
Mm-hmm. That sounds powerful.
As far off the cliff as we say they are.
Some powerful Kool-Aid.
They really, white and black, male and female, young and old, they really truly believe and or hear, see, or something that this administration is not at fault for what's going on, and everybody else is holding him down, holding him back, and not allowing him to advance. Whether they be Democrat or independent. There are a lot of people who do not see the writing on the wall, no matter what this man does.
You know what?
No matter what he says, no matter how he goes, even, you know, I don't know if you remember Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy had Raw, when he did his Raw stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
And he said when a woman catches her man in the bed with another woman,
mm-hmm.
and he said, it wasn't me.
Yeah,
and she says, okay, it wasn't me, it wasn't you. Now,
yeah.
She saw it with her eyes, but when he stands up, she's so in love with him. When he says, it wasn't me.
She let it go, yeah.
And that's what's going on here.
I agree.
You're not going to get a disagreement on me.
Nope, not me. But it's absolutely that, and so, you know, I don't know. I don't know whether you're...
I've
got to
take a break,
not.
But I'm just saying, do we understand that?
No.
I mean, you're at a place now where you can't even speak in America. I mean, seriously, we got mad because Romney said he had binders of women that he had listed, so when he needed to make sure that he didn't have women represented at the table, he had a binder of qualified women that he could plug in. And they demonized him because he was prepared when he looked around the room and he saw all white males.
It was easy to – don't forget who he demonized, who they demonized him to, and how they oversampled the election. They only got inner city, very urban districts, some suburban in the first election, because a lot of people believed the rhetoric of Barack Obama and wanted to believe in him because he was an intelligent-sounding man. There's no doubt about that. He presented himself well. He presented his things well, even though those of us who know politics know he couldn't possibly pull off what he wanted to do.
You know there's a problem when they blame even the earthquake in Washington, D.C. on Bush.
Is Bush's fault?
Yep. I mean, that when you pass the buck and don't take responsibility for what's happening during your own administration, you don't earn my vote for the next...
But this is not even about voting. This is about quality of life and livelihood.
But that's what you should be voting for, right. But the thing is you're voting for people that are telling you that because of what I believe, I must cut your level of living. When he says your energy cost needs must skyrocket for my plan to work, he's saying, screw you, you're expendable,
well, we
poor
exactly.
people.
But you got to remember the flip side of that
book.
Is he believes that all the poor people, he's just going to write them a check out of the Treasury to heat their homes.
No, he knows better.
No.
He knows there's no money.
That's what the people believe.
That's what the people think he's going
right.
to do,
but he knows he's not, because there's not going to be any electricity available to heat their homes.
No, exactly. They can't pay for something that's not there.
Listen, you guys are talking about paying for something. I'm talking about the
availability.
I'm talking about the grid. If you look at what's going on right now, and I'm going to take a break, but if you look at what's going on right now, just simplistically across the border,
yeah.
You've got terrorists that think that America is the great Satan. You have...
Well, our leader could be.
Hold on. Ben, I'm going to put you out. You've got a nation who is more concerned about anything else than they are about their own family and their own children. You've got a society where we're not paying attention to the economic inconsistency that we have in American the way of life. You've got an electrical grid that is very, very antiquated, that has been undermined by alternative means of energy. You've got a nation that is very, very, very amoral right now. You've got to disconnect so you're no longer the United States because you're not united on much. And then you have a godless nation. What does that spell?
Catastrophe.
Got to go take a break. I'll be right back.
House Gallery. National Frame Shop and Art Gallery at the March Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the March Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a couple love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austintown designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. In Youngstown, a district court of appeals has upheld a conviction for a 26-year-old man sentenced to 5 years for plastering his feces throughout the back of a police cruiser and throwing it at deputy sheriffs. Over the weekend, hundreds of car enthusiasts and art fans had the best of both worlds in downtown Youngstown. The Rust Belt's second annual car show and artists market showcased hot rods along the Mahoning River, while paintings, pottery, and other artwork were set up inside the historic B&O Railroad Station, which is now a banquet hall. And Mahoning County is considering installing a roundabout at the intersection of Western Reserve, North Lima, and Springfield Roads. The area is near the township line between Poland and Springfield. The county engineer says 29 crashes were reported at that intersection between 07 and 09. The county is in the planning process, and federal funds would be needed to add that roundabout. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Venus, Secrets of Greece, producers of skin and hair care products suitable for all ages, made from organic olive oil and aloe vera herbs, vitamins, and essential oils. Go to venussecrets.us.
For a lawn worthy of the spotlight, you need a mower worthy of the same. Try Kubota's Commander Z100 Series zero-turn mowers. These high-output, gas-powered machines are cutting-edge and commercial-grade. Demanding attention with brilliant LED headlights, 5-inch deep mower decks, and commercial Hydra gear transmissions, Kubota puts professional results at your fingertips. Get exceptional savings on all Kubota Commanders during the Gear Up and Go sales event with zero down and 0% APR financing for up to 48 months. Command the spotlight during the Gear Up and Go sales event right now at your local.
Visit NortheastOhioKubotaDealers.com to find your local Kubota dealer.
Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on Z100 Commander models now through 12/31/14. Financing is available through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other conditions may apply. Offer expires 12/31/14. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
This is Becky Wall from Deering Compressor. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? Then we may be looking for you. We continue to grow here at Deering, and we are searching for talented, trained individuals to fill our wide range of positions from entry-level to quality inspectors, machine assemblers, and certified welders. Deering Compressor is proud to support the area's local education and training centers that have developed programs and degrees to prepare our local workforce for the jobs of the future.
This is Derek Hart, General Manager of Staff Right Services. We excel in providing recruitment and placement for a wide range of skilled job candidates on a temporary, temp-to-hire, or direct-hire basis. When businesses need assistance finding reliable employees or individuals need help finding a steady job, they turn to us. To learn more about how StaffRight can help you, visit us online at staffrightservices.com.
Deering Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and Our Valley Back to Work. Check us out at DeeringComp, that's DeeringComp.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Channel back in February 2011, Beck was predicting the rise of the caliphate more than 3 years ago. He was mocked for it then. He was mocked for it for years. In fact, it was only recently that most of the media stopped mocking Beck's prediction and started believing the words coming out of the mouths of the people taking over large swaths of Syria and Iraq, poking away at Jordan, Iran, and Saudi Arabia. Well, Glenn Beck joins us now from his studios in Dallas, Texas. Glenn, I know that you've said you're bummed that this prediction of yours actually came true, but any calls of apology from your critics like Chris Matthews over at MSNBC?
No, I don't expect them and I don't need them. But I will tell you this. I said as I was walking in the studio today that you guys are the only ones who have even called and said, okay, so that was right. So
you're not being told the full truth by the same people that didn't tell you the full truth before 9/11. They were nonchalant about the threat of before 9/11 and they're doing it now. The same people are telling you now that the Muslim Brotherhood and the fall of Egypt is all about freedom. It is not. It is not about freedom. It is not about democracy. It is about an Islamic State.
Now, that was Glenn Beck on Fox News Channel back in February 2011. Beck was predicting the rise of the caliphate more than 3 years ago. He was mocked for it then. He was mocked for it for years. In fact, it was only recently that most of the media stopped mocking Beck's prediction and started believing the words coming out of the mouths of the people taking over large swaths of Syria and Iraq, poking away at Jordan, Iran, and Saudi Arabia. Well, Glenn Beck joins us now from his studios in Dallas, Texas. Glenn, I know that you've said you're bummed that this prediction of yours actually came true, but any calls of apology from your critics like Chris Matthews over at MSNBC?
No, I don't expect them and I don't need them, but I will tell you this. I said as I was walking in the studio today that you guys are the only ones who have even called and said, okay, so that was right, so what does it mean? What's coming next? You're the only ones. I would think that if somebody who was so roundly mocked as I was, and no expert believed the caliphate was in the works or even possible, that you might stop back and go, okay, wait, we were wrong. Forget about apologies. We were wrong. What does this mean? What's coming next?
All right, so what is coming next?
I think, unfortunately, these people are all over the world. If you looked at what I was talking about with the caliphate, I said that the Islamists, the communists, the anarchists, anybody who has a hatred for the Western way of life would begin to work together loosely. I mean, it's not like they're coordinating anything, but they're starting to work together to destabilize Europe and the Western way of life. And I think that if we don't attention to our own communities and start calling a spade and saying, look, there's lots of great Muslims that don't want a caliphate. There's lots of great Muslims that don't want Sharia law. There are also a lot of Muslims that do want it, and many of them are living in our own countries. We have two guys in Minnesota that just went to fight with ISIS. Our own government won't, they weren't going to until they were killed in action, but we were going to accept them back into the United States. Nothing we can do. That's insanity. It's suicide. This is the rise of fascism that we have not seen since the 1930s.
And it is a real threat that these people will come back. We've got hundreds of Canadians that have gone over. There's hundreds of Americans fighting. And they're being steeped in this ideology that says we need to take the fight to the great Satan. I want to play a clip, and I know you've seen it. It's from brought by the guys at Vice News. They went and spoke to senior people in the Islamic State and talked to them about what they want to do, and I find their words chilling.
Chilling.
They want to kill you. They will not stop. They want to kill you. He says, don't be a coward and shoot us with your drones or with your plane. They want you to come over there so that they can take off your head. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600, the number 347-945-5229. I've got Ben Sticks and Jeff in studio with me, and it is 10:43. It's open mic, and I'm talking about this because it's burning in my soul.
Do you know why they feel that way?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
They don't like me.
No, but do you know why they don't like you?
Because I'm not Muslim. I'm an infidel.
Because they're taught that from their childhood.
That's true, but I'm an infidel. I mean, I'm an infidel, and unless I convert to Islam, and I convert to an extremist sect of Islam, I am a bad person.
But all I want to tell you is that this the person that we heard speaking over there that wants to kill you, he's a Hitler youth. He was taught from his childhood to hate you because of who you are not.
And you're not an Aryan.
Exactly.
If Covina Man wanted to say something about white supremacists, this is a good place to figure this one out.
Yeah, where's the difference? This guy is a sworn enemy of the Israeli state.
Sworn enemy of the state.
He hates Jewish people, right?
Right.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Okay, so and Hitler was what? A friend of the Jews? I don't think so.
No.
So wake up, America.
Who's funding this war? Iran, who was named by Hitler.
Well,
because Iran means Aryan.
ISIS has become self-funded. That's the scary thing.
No.
ISIS is making $3 million a day off of the oil that they're selling on a black market. They're selling oil on a black market at $30 a barrel.
Right, and they're doing.
And they how many billion dollars did they seize when they took over those banks?
Hey, Tracy.
So they are ISIS has become self-funding now.
Well, they're well funded, and that's
well
what
funded,
they have.
But yeah. Iran is where they're getting their money.
Let me ask this.
Trust me.
Let me ask this because President Obama said if we don't do something, they're going to become stronger than what they are, or they can't. Oh no, or they can become.
All right.
President Bush said, "If you pull your troops out, it will cause it'll give them the opportunity to reorganize, and they'll become stronger than when they were when before you left."
Right.
Now we pulled out of Iraq when?
Oh, about a year.
Has it been a year?
Not quite a year.
Because
we pulled out in Afghanistan at the end of last year, right? We pulled out, so we gave them a year, and it didn't take them long to re-up. Now remember, we had a problem with Syria a while back, and the president didn't do anything with it.
He backed the wrong side.
What side did he back?
ISIS.
He backed. Yeah.
Well,
instead of backing Assad, like he should have. Because, you know, like I said, Assad's father started the Ba'ath Party, which was a party designed to put the Aryan threat or the Persian threat.
Okay.
You know, keep it under control, you know, keep the extremists under control.
Okay.
You know, and that's, believe it or not, that's what Saddam Hussein did when he was there.
So
they attacked. You got to remember the Iran-Iraq war. Does America forget this stuff or what?
They don't know it.
I'm not making it up.
No. The whole thing is what they're told by the news media. What was going on?
Well,
Bush's war because of Saddam Hussein.
This was a war long before Bush was there. This war's been going on for 600 years now.
But these people don't know that. They don't know any history. They're not taught history.
Jeff, they got to know.
No, they don't, because they don't teach you anything in these schools. They do it on freaking purpose. That's
what
I keep telling you.
Well, listen to Tracy and friends, and I'll let you know. I'll let you all in on what's going on.
Look, in poor schools do not get full educations. I'm sorry. They just don't. Now, there's lots of reasons that they'll give you for it, like, you know, the socioeconomic problems, which is true, but the reason why you have socioeconomic problems is because you have systems run by the people that run the school systems. It's the same people. They're just connected in different ways, and they run them, and they make the people poor because they keep them dependent on government programs where they can't get off, and they can't do anything to help themselves get up. They squash you, and then they tell you that I'm evil, or a Republican is evil, because a Republican wants to give you systems where you can make money and get off of a system and be independent. And then you know, but these people, they don't want you independent. They need you so they can rally you and herd you to the polls every November and for the national election.
Hold on. But when is the election? When is the safety? When is the life of today? When is it?
Here and now, right now.
But you missed my point.
When is it
more important than the next power play?
It's never been more important than right now. You live in the moment. I don't worry about what happened in the past. I study from the past.
My question is, when do we stop playing games with people and start making sure that we don't have dead bodies in the streets?
But that's just it. They want dead bodies in the streets.
Do they do anything about Chicago's dead bodies?
No, they don't.
No, nothing.
Listen, and you don't think it's by design?
I'd like to ask some of these people that, you know, in the chat room, not too. Call in. Tell me why. That they don't say anything about the dead bodies in the inner cities of Chicago, L.A., New York, Atlanta.
Youngstown, Ohio.
Well, yeah, Youngstown, but they're not big enough. Detroit. Let's get to these big, huge.
Hold on.
How about one Ohio?
Yeah. Oh, you guys got another one down.
They caught a case threat this weekend.
Sorry to hear that.
What was his name? Who was he?
How old
why?
Was he?
And how?
Why did it happen? He got shot in the foot, but nonetheless, he got shot on Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
He's not dead.
He's not dead.
Turn your mic down, Jeff.
Okay.
You're over-modulating.
No, but, you know, listen, we could end all this, you know, by getting better government.
But that's what I'm saying.
Voting in better government. And, you know, it's so simple. We want to solve the problems in the Middle East right now. We back Assad. That's that simple.
But listen to this. We are now at a pivotal point that we can be, I said this during the break, we're very vulnerable, more so than they're actually telling people. And I believe they're not telling people because they don't want us to panic. And I understand, okay, Republican, Democrat, that's politics. But has our media become so infiltrated?
Liberal. Use the word.
That they are willing to let the wall to let America not only collapse, because where they fail to realize, in the collapse of America, it's not going to go to where they're going to be able to control people. These people are not their friends. And unless Michelle Obama's getting ready to wear a burqa,
she'd look better.
Ben, click that out. Do you understand what I'm saying? Unless she's getting ready to wear a burqa. They're not going to let her go and let you go off in the sunset. This ain't no partnership that if I take America down, I'm going to take care of you and your family because you took care of us.
You know how the best way to control a population is?
No.
Eliminate it.
You can't. They're not trying to eliminate all.
They're trying to eliminate a lot.
A lot, yes. We talk about, hold on, we talk about cleansing.
Yeah,
we're talking about genocide.
You're going through it.
But see, genocide, you still got to have people to work for you.
Yeah, did you see how uncaring you can have of an administration when they allowed all of these children to rush across this border under the auspices of a real lie, not a fake intelligence lie, but a real lie that there was so much violence in the country. They're sick. They have diseases that we eradicated out of the United States. But now those diseases are cropping up in Southern California, the Southwest United States, and all these other places, even where we have a particular virus here that they don't know what it is. Some cousin to the cold has given all these people pneumonia, which we know a couple people that we know died of pneumonia right here in Youngstown in the past couple weeks because of this thing that gives you pneumonia.
Respiratory. We're going to talk about that Thursday.
Yes.
A respiratory issue. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I wanted to say that the media is a part of the corporate culture. So when you see journalists on television, they're company people. They work for the company. And most of the media organizations are a part of the entertainment division of these large corporations. So therefore the news is the TV news is actually a form of entertainment. That's the reason why you have so much news about Hollywood that comes on after the national news. So if most people want to get actual information today on the way that the government is operating, they have to research it themselves, probably on the internet. They have to go to the internet and get the information themselves.
Okay, John, I have a question for you.
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay. The media, you said the media is in on this. Okay, the media is not owned by people that are Islam.
I didn't say the media was owned by Muslims. I said the media was part of the corporate culture.
John, listen to what I'm saying. The media is not owned by people who are Islamic.
I didn't say it was.
John, let me finish the question. That's why y'all talk about me talking fast, and then when I talk slow, you got a problem there. Let me finish. If the people that own the media are not Islamic, if they come over here and take over, do they think their life is safe?
Well, first of all, I think that you have the problem you have with Islam is that you have a faction of the religion which is extremely radical. And the moderates in religion are not speaking out against it, and it's not in the best interest of the moderates who are Islamic to allow these radicals to start to run rampant. And it's because they cannot interpret the actual phrases in their holy books in an accurate manner that would allow them, the majority of them, to be able to live in a modern society. So therefore, you know, the whole religion hasn't gone through a period of where they have tried to reform, like, parts of their religion, and they haven't been able to reform. So that's the reason why you have these radicals that just run wild in the faith.
Okay.
So what they have to do is they have to go through some type of reformation period in Islam.
Okay. Okay, they're going through a reformation period. The question is...
No, they're not.
The question is, do we not understand that this is not TV. This is not a fairy tale. These people really, truly want... The 9/11 was about images. It was a message. I mean, there were a lot of undertones that happened on 9/11. There was a lot there. There was a warning to America. There was a lot that happened on 9/11, 2001.
And America is still sitting on the sidelines, and I'm not quite sure what they're doing. But, I mean, do you understand? War on terror means war on fear. They want you to live in fear. They want you to change.
Yeah.
They want you to change. We've talked about this before. They want you to change your lifestyle.
But 9/11 was not just an Islamic event. 9/11 was also sponsored by the government as well. What I'm saying is that the U.S. government was involved in the process of 9/11 as well, and some of these terrorist events are actually sponsored by the CIA and the FBI.
Okay.
Responsible for some of these terrorist events because they're trying to
destabilize
parts
of
the world
partially right,
so that they can control some of the oil markets.
We did fund Obama or Osama bin Laden. They're the same sometimes.
Yeah, but not.
We did fund him when he was fighting in Afghanistan. So, but that's where they get it mixed up. All right. We had nothing to do with the terrorists that attacked us on 9/11.
Let me see.
And if you think you did, you've been drinking Kool-Aid.
Okay, hold on. Okay, even if you want to play into, and I only got a minute, but if you want to play into the conspiracy theory.
Actually, I think you are not.
No, see, that's why.
I think you're starting to underestimate.
Listen, I said, even if you have people, and America was a part of the partnership of the Islamist extremists and the 9/11 and the towers going down. And I want you guys to chime in on this after I come back. But even if they were a part of this, don't we understand that these people are not your friend? Have you ever heard of a coup? As soon as they get what they want, they're going to kill you. It's like robbing a bank with your partner and you getting the money and you guys think you're going to split it and he takes you out and kills you.
Before they get what they want, they're going to kill you.
Go ahead, Pionki.
What they want is to kill you. That's what you don't
understand. Go ahead, Pionki. Yeah.
John is right. I don't have no problem with ISIS bothering me over here. I'm still waiting on the communists from Vietnam era. And what's this about these rolling blackouts? I'm not worried about no rolling blackouts here in the St. Louis.
Why not?
The infrastructure and how it works with our power.
What
is Callaway County nuclear powerhouse and so on and so on and so on.
I gotta take a break.
You need more break because you don't know what I'm concerned about.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
I don't like diabolical ignorance. What is the rolling back? What is the President
of
White House
have
to do with rolling
back? See your local Ford dealer for attractive lease offers on cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Ford Fusion. Get a high-tech, fuel-efficient Fusion today for only $199 a month. Visit driveoneohio.com.
This Friday, log on to 600WSOM.com and grab our sweet deal of the week. Buy a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Casal's Day Spa and Salon. The sweet deal of the week is your chance to experience our area's finest businesses for less.
Summer is over. Fall is coming. Let Casal's help you refresh your look for fall and back to school. It's time for a new hairstyle, makeup, and nail tones. Come see what Casal's has got lined up for fall. Get a new look or just relax with a massage or facial. And ask about Aveda's product lines for men when you visit Casal's Day Spa and Salon, 4030 Boardman Canfield Road and in Howland's Hunter Square Plaza.
The sweet deal of the week, a $50 gift certificate to Casal's for just $25, 4030 Boardman Canfield Road and in Howland's Hunter Square Plaza. Log on to 600WSOM.com this Friday at 9 a.m.
Leaders, then he'll deliver a speech on Wednesday. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, known to the world as William and Kate, are expecting their second child. Kate is reported to have extreme morning sickness, similar to what she had during her first pregnancy.
In obstetrics, just like in medicine in general, your past history is very, very important. And while we say every pregnancy is different, OB history tends to get worse and worse.
Medical contributor Dr. Jennifer Ashton. This is ABC News.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
A warning about a dangerous virus affecting children. Doctors say more than 1,000 kids have fallen ill. Children who have asthma and those under the age of 5 are said to be the most vulnerable. In Colorado, at one hospital alone, doctors have seen more than 900 children with symptoms from the virus, and doctors aren't exactly clear what it is. A fire burning in Yosemite National Park. ABC's Ryan Owens is there.
The latest word we have is that this fire has burned 700 acres, so it's a relatively small fire, and it's in a remote section of Yosemite National Park. The people who were in danger were about 100 hikers who actually had to be rescued by helicopter. Pretty dramatic scene, and certainly not how they expected their hike up to Half Dome to end. But they, park officials believe, are all safe now.
Most of the park is open. Big test for Apple this week. Two new iPhones are to be announced tomorrow. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Do you find yourself constantly tired, or do you feel like your immune system is weak? Consider Super Immune Forte C1000 with bioflavonoids and Super D3. These drugless prescriptions can be a perfect antidote to help you overcome these problems. Contact Mason Wellness Center at 330-219-6250 or visit our website at masonwellness.com.
Safe Auto's system is really smart. If you've ever had car insurance with Safe Auto before, they'll get you up and running quick and easy with the right car insurance for the right price. Welcome back, Safe Auto. Call, click, and enjoy the road ahead.
I have 2 cats and 2 dogs. All 4 of them are on the Dynavite. This stuff is amazing. The first day that I gave Sweet Pea and Daisy the Dynavite for cats, I did add a little bit of the Lick-A Chops, and they absolutely loved it. All the vitamins, the minerals, you know, they also enjoyed the num-nums, the nub-nubs or whatever they're called, the treats that also came along with it.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
They're just running through the house. They're playing. My VP will walk in front of me. She'll stop where she's at, drop, and roll onto her back, and then expect me to rub her belly. Just like a kitten. Daisy and Spooky have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish they would make a product for us humans to give us the same amount of energy and gunk that Dynavite for cats are given for my cats. The phone number is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You have deep-rooted fear of the unknown. You get squeamish when you hear noises in the night. Cold sweat breaks out on your forehead when you walk past the radio. And you are superstitious about cats crossing your path. Don't even think about All Hallows Eve when ghosts, goblins, and witches come out. Oh, the truth is you love to be scared. And this year we're helping you get scared for half the price with our half-off haunts. On sale September 15th. Visit Sweet Deals on our website for half-off haunt specials like
It's Three Haunts in One. We're going to scare the hell out of you at Hell's Hollow Haunt. Walk through three levels of the Bloody Bard. Take a ride on the haunted hay wagon of horror. And walk through a frightening field of corn. Located on Bestwick Road, one of the creepiest spots in Mercer County. Come out and see us. The legend of Hell's Hollow lives on.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. The show that stimulates your mind on the issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And the conversation, and it's just I'm just very concerned about the whole situation and the apathy and the passiveness of America.
Your life depends
and,
on it.
And my life depends on it.
So you should be concerned.
But the question is, I don't hear the outrage. I don't hear the passion. I don't hear the voices of the people. I see them getting enraged over some things that are still important, but nowhere near.
Because if it doesn't affect them directly,
can you just imagine
for
a week living in an area in December where there are no lights at all?
No heat.
No. It's no light, no heat.
No heat, no nothing.
Can you imagine?
No TV.
Even if you have gas heat, you need a blower.
You got to have a blower.
Depends how old your furnace is.
That's what I'm saying.
Some of the real old furnaces, that they'll gravity heat.
Hold on, Eric. That's too minute. You got people with generators, but it's a small fraction. You got people with old furnaces. The furnaces only last 15, 20 years. A water heater?
Uh-huh.
At one time, you could go downstairs and the water heater would still be heating because you had natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work that way because of the regulation that has now put an automatic pilot in there.
Yeah, but even the new water heaters do not require electricity.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Slick.
They don't?
Yeah, the new water heaters do not require
water.
Yes, you still have hot water.
Right.
But I got to have a blower for my heater.
If you have gas.
If you have gas water heater.
Yeah.
Gas.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go.
But the thing is, I mean, if you know this stuff, if you think this might happen, you can go buy vent-free gas fireplaces that do not require. You know, they make what we call a milk house heater. You can put one of those in your basement. They're like $150. They don't use any electricity. They'll keep your house from freezing up.
I'm trying to get people.
Hey,
to
you know,
hold on, Pionki.
Thanks to Obama.
Hold on. Didn't I say hold on? Pionki, didn't I just say, that we, right now I'm trying to get people to get an inverter, just in case the lights go out, that they can plug in something and a little electrical heater. And they only cost $39. And you're talking about something that costs, what, $100? They don't even believe it's going to happen.
You
follow me? I mean,
you to do anything, you got to have a generator or something like.
You can't run an electric heater off an inverter.
It depends on what kind of heater you have.
I think it depends on what type of urban area you're in terms of how old the power.
Again,
but the problem isn't going to be with the grid per se. The problem is we don't have enough electrical generation capacity.
That's
because
it.
The Environmental Protection Agency is requiring these plants be closed, and nobody is willing to invest in any new infrastructure because they don't know what the rules are going to be 5 years from now.
And let's get this
that
straight.
That is the problem.
The EPA has its authority because of an executive order written by
Jimmy Carter. Well, Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
But it was originally, the EPA was
originally created by Jimmy Carter.
No, I'm sorry. Richard Nixon.
No, Richard Nixon created EPA, but that's okay. You know,
you need that.
You need it to a certain degree.
But again, you can't, right now, you don't have people who actually even believe. What I'm saying is you have people that don't even believe that the words that are coming out of your mouth, that they actually even might need anything to be prepared. They only have a bottle of water.
Give me 2 seconds to read something. This is from Nicole Rod. For the Pionkis and others that don't believe that they want to kill you over here. Kill them wherever you find them and turn them out from where they have turned you out. And outfitting a disbelief is worse than killing. But if they desist, then lo, Allah is forgiving and merciful, which means you'll be okay. And then fight them until there's no more disbelief and worshiping among others in Allah. And you just kill and kill, until they're all gone out of the way.
Now, is that from the fifth pillar or the...
I don't know what pillar this is. I don't know. I got to
go pick up a call. Private caller, your line is open.
Get your hand ready.
Good morning. You're calling from a private call or from a private line?
Unlisted line. We can't tell.
Hello? Go ahead, Alabama.
Hey, what's going on?
Good morning.
Hey, the verse he wrote was actually one of the latter verses near the end of his life. He kind of got bitter. Muhammad did near the end. Lost a few battles and stuff. So when he wrote that verse, they have something called abrogation, which is you can find something to contradict it, but the last thing he told you was what was meant. So that was one, because that's one of the latter verses, those guys actually, hate to say this, a lot of radicals actually have a point to when they say stuff like they, I mean, according to their religion, they have a point, and that's why it's such a valid thing for them to argue coming from the Quran, because they can, people that believe in that type of stuff can actually, you know, prove it. It can be proved based on, you know, the principles of it. So if there needs to be some sort of, Protestant revolt, so to speak, and within that to where they at least kind of weed that out. But that's one of the latter verses. So that's actually valid. That's why you got like...
That's not in all the Korans, though. It's just like we have a King James Version and we have a Catholic version of the Bible. There's few versions of the Koran, and that is not in all of them, okay?
Well, no, I agree with what you're saying. You can say that, but what I'm saying is that the whole point I'm trying to make is that it's enough to where it can be validly argued, and he did write that. So that's all I'm saying.
But the question is, those that are the extremists, either you will get on board with them or they will take you out. Now, and that goes for all, remember there's a Sunni and a Shia, am I correct?
Yes.
And they fight amongst themselves.
Yes, because the Sunnis have that verse in their Quran.
And the Shias do not.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
yeah.
So, well, let me say this. It's in the Quran, and the people who are the extremists, because I don't read the Quran, so I'm not going to purport to think I know it because I don't. But those that believe and that are the extremists, their goal in life is to make sure that everybody subscribes to that which they believe. And if you do not believe what they believe, they will cut your head off because you are the infidel.
Well, they have to or they go to hell.
Okay, so they believe,
right.
Hold on. So they believe that, right?
Yes.
So in their belief system that they're trying to actually come up with, they're saying whether, no matter what you believe, if you don't believe like we believe and sign on to what we're saying.
Not all Muslims.
I didn't say all Muslims. I said the extremists.
Correct.
But even the Muslims who are not the extremists, if they actually conquer them,
mm-hmm.
they must take on their belief.
Yes.
Or they will kill them also.
Well,
so,
they've been doing it for years.
Hold on, because I've had other Islamists on, mm-hmm. and she is, and they've been talking about this, and what we fail to realize is, even here with the Nation of Islam, mm-hmm. where it is Minister Farrakhan and Elijah Muhammad and all them, they don't believe that they're Islamic. They're not a part of the Islamic faith. They're not recognized.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not recognized by what they believe, they're going to take you out. The problem that we have is these people want to take anyone who does not believe what they believe out, including everybody that's around us,
mm-hmm.
especially America and Israel.
Does that surprise you?
No. What surprises me is that people think that this is not true.
Well, this is why they think it, old Tracy, because nobody intelligently explains or talks about this. And the thing is if you're not gonna invest in talking about the whole view and why, okay, the verses of death are in both Qurans. But I understand what you're saying. But the radicalization is not accepted in the Sunni versus the Shia, or the Shia versus Sunni.
Yeah, Shia.
Okay, but the point is this: the reason why the ones that are sitting back don't say anything is because the verses in the other one say, for those that sit back and don't enjoy the fight, kill them too.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, and so, they are doing
it. And they're doing it. And this is their belief. They say, we love death
more than
you love life.
Can
and
I add something?
Yes, go ahead.
One more point also, there's a tax you have to pay. Once they come into new conquering lands, just like when they came into West Africa, you have to pay a tax called the jizya. And what happens...
Yes.
Over generations, you can't own certain things. You can, and when they conquer you, in certain instances, they will let Jews have their faith. And once they conquer the land and own and control all the resources, and what happens over generations, that is weaned out. Like in Africa, a lot of those people were Jews. Some of those were Jews. Some of those were different traditional African religions, and then they kind of forced them into it. And also, they are allowed to lie. For the benefit of Islam, if they're in a negotiation,
absolutely.
In a war,
mm-hmm.
they can sit and tell you something. Yeah, we're not going. Yeah, okay, get the upper hand and kill you. They can do that, and that's also a problem. And the last point is that once they conquer something, it is always part of their caliphate. So once they conquered Spain, when they came, the Almoravids came up out of Senegal and went up into Spain. That's why they over there now preaching with Bill Bullhorns. Because it's always going to be a part of Islamic land. Once they conquer it, it's always there. No, regardless
right.
of 10,000 years later, they still have a uh-huh. right to it.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Eric. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, these people, like Jeff said, they love death more than we love life. They had people testify during 9/11 hearings on September 10th. That Muhammad Atta and his buddies, they went out and partied and celebrated. They had a great time the night before.
Screwed women, they did all types of things.
Yes,
Bianchi.
Believe
me,
ISIS ain't worried about black Americans.
Listen.
No. Bianchi, you've gone too shallow. They're not worried about black Americans. They're not worried about any Americans. Their job is to kill all Americans who do not believe what they believe.
And Allah.
It would be a waste of resources. It would be a waste of resources for them to come over and try to kill.
No, it would not. No, it would not. And this is Bianchi, this is pre-9/11 thought you have right here. Because the reason why they did what they did is they almost destroyed us with 9/11. And that's what really ticks me off politically in this country, because Republicans won't defend themselves on it, and Democrats get the sun shining on this all the time because they refuse to say, you know what, our economy almost tanked right then and there. The stock market went down immediately. We almost lost this country. George Bush balanced this thing out. I know you don't. He may have done other stupid stuff. That's okay. But he kept us going for 6 years until we let these other idiots take over the Congress because of what we thought was just, you know, bad leadership by Bush, when that wasn't the case at all. What it was he was trying to keep you balanced and keep you moving so you didn't fall down all at once.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, John.
I was about to say, when it comes to 9/11, you have somebody on the phone who's in steel construction, and he was able to explain the actual physics of the buildings falling, how those buildings went. If you are able to examine the physics of it, it's impossible for those
exactly.
buildings to fall the way they did.
Exactly.
So therefore, like in terms of the involvement of the U.S. government is almost, a fact of the matter. If you actually look at the entire series of events.
Oh my God. Okay, listen. This is the point. Even if you do not believe, even if you believe that America took down its own towers, okay, I don't agree. But you have people. You have an ideology right now, and their goal is to spread Islam across the world for the the seventh imam, the ninth imam,
everyone
whatever,
faces
the 12th imam.
Whatever imam it was,
because they're trying to rush in their own. It's not a new world order, but it's a their own
caliphate.
Kind. Thank you very much. They're trying to create a destructive moment.
Yeah,
and the great Satan, who is the United States in their minds, and the dogs, which are the Jews.
Well, you definitely have ones that are terrorists, and they want to see a formation of a caliphate. The only thing is, a lot of those Arab states have an economic interest to get their oil out into the European markets. Now,
this is bigger than money.
Can I interject one thing before you move, Tracy?
Go ahead.
The thing with Philadelphia and the reason I agree with him and Pianki is that there's just too many holes in the official story. People are just going to sleep, but it's been 14 years, and there's just too many holes. One, I mean, the planes hit, people go in. You got people coming out of the basement with their face peeled off. They telling you, look, man, I got injured. A bomb blew up in the basement. And people just ignore that. And act like it's just,
Alabama, listen, I need for you guys to quit being shallow. I said you could have your conspiracy theory. Do you understand that? I said you could have it. So if you want to believe that we struck a match and we took it down ourselves, whatever you want to believe about 9/11, that has nothing to do with right now starting a in-world and spreading the world of Islam and hating America and wanting to take America down. And
so
America trying to take it down itself.
Which is more of a threat, the NDA, the Patriot Act, or some guys over in another country way over?
Some
in
guys
the, on
over
side of the world
another country.
Oh, man.
Some guys over in another country because you failed to. Hold on.
Go ahead, Matt.
No, you know what I agree with? I agree with Tracy. You can have the conspiracy theories all you want. You really do. Because, yeah, I've heard a lot of holes that are shot into these things. But I also see what they consider to be the best conspiracy theories, the ones that they say happens, and those are full of holes. We have people who say that there's one on one side, and they're called the people that believe that the government let it happen. In other words, it happened, but they just let it go and didn't do anything, a lot like Benghazi. And then there's people on the other side that say the government made it happen. And these are two very popular conspiracy theories. I've heard them all. I know construction engineers, too. I know people that have been working in the steel business for 40, 50 years that can't believe the buildings didn't come down faster than what they did. It was a damn near a jumbo jet that hit a building. That's 500-600 miles an hour going into a building. I can't stand the conspiracy theories. And listen, I don't trust the government either. I don't trust them either. And I could see somewhere down the line where they tried to do it. But as far as 9/11 goes, I just don't get the whole theories.
Can I please clarify this,
yes, please,
so we can go on? Okay, just because that building went down and some structural engineers say that it doesn't right, and some people say that they had an explosion in the basement, I can believe all of that. But just think about it. The same people that flew the doggone planes, don't you think that they might have infiltrated some maintenance companies and maybe planted those things in those buildings? Did you think that that might be the thing? And that it's not in the interest of the government of the United States to destroy its own building and economy like that? Does that not make sense to you? Yes, it makes sense to me. So when you're thinking of your conspiracies, you can't go one way and just want to blame your government just because. Think about it. What interest would it serve the government to do that? Nothing.
Well, here, you know, they keep talking about the military-industrial complex. When was the last time we built an aircraft carrier? When was the last time we built a submarine?
The U.S. Ronald Reagan, and that was
Herbert Walker Bush.
Oh, they got the
Bush. That's right. It just
Bush
was released 2 years ago.
Okay, but the thing is, we had a 600-ship Navy in this country under Reagan. You want a military-industrial complex, that's where the money's at. It's in building aircraft carriers and submarines and Tomahawk missiles. It's not in building M-16s. So if you don't believe that the government wants us at war just to stimulate the economy, then we need another Cold War, because that's where the money's at.
Okay.
The money isn't in building drones and M-16s.
Hold on.
Okay, but the point.
Hold on, Alabama. No. Go ahead, Michigan.
Yeah. I just wanted to comment on this this religious dogma with the I think it's the Shiite. You see, I guess the reason I wouldn't put a whole lot of stock in it is because, you know, all religions are fear-based, including Christianity. And when you consider, you're talking about religious dogma that's based off of fear. Now, you have to be willing to say that the entire Muslim population, or those who don't have that radicalization, that you have to give me a formula where the few radicals are going to be able to hijack the entire Islamic religion all over the globe, which, in order for that to happen, you could say the same thing about Christianity. Again, look at Christianity, the dogma, the fear of hellfire and the rapture.
But that's
now,
not what Christianity is.
Wait a minute.
And listen, I don't want to get into
the dogma.
But listen to what I'm saying. Just because you've got people who witness about their faith, I know, but I've got to go to break. It's 11:30. There are people who believe in a lot of things, but I have yet to see. Because you have to understand, they are trying to bring down the United States for whatever cause, for whatever belief, they're trying to bring it down, and we are sitting on the sidelines talking about, oh, it can't happen to me. Do you really believe that it cannot happen to us? That's the issue. Go ahead, because remember, war is war. People have been taking over stuff for a long time. Go ahead, Diva.
I had to switch over from your app to call in because I couldn't deal with the commercials, but I have a question for Jeff. Now, when the issue of the World Trade Center was brought up and someone was saying how those buildings physiologically were impossible to be brought down by those planes, you said that it's infeasible for the government to destroy or to do something like that. Why is it so hard for you to believe that the government is capable of doing such evil then, but yet you can believe the government is capable of doing such evil under Obama.
The thing is, don't say that. It's not just under Obama, because it's under all types of things that happen that our government does things. Look at the symbol of what the United States is supposed to stand for, and then look at the dichotomy of good and evil that this country was founded on. It was founded on both. And my point is this. I did not tell you. There's no reason that you need that the United States would do this to those buildings. I believe that the United States has done a lot of wicked things. So don't put things in my face, and not just under Obama, okay? So that's not my point. My point is this. It's stupid for the United States to do this to its own buildings. For what reason? It takes
Why?
Its own power. It takes its own power. You understand?
They're buildings.
Can I say something?
Huh? Hold on, no.
They're just buildings.
Whoa.
They're just buildings. So by bringing down those buildings.
Diva!
Hold
on, I can't do it all at the same time. Wait up, because y'all both yelling on this side. She's and I got other people talking. I don't hear what you. Say that again, Diva. Did you say that they're just buildings?
I said they're just buildings, right? So what's the symbolism in bringing down those
buildings?
Please
let me go there.
Hold on,
let me go there.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Sticks. All right. The targets on 9/11, the Twin Towers represented the United States' financial power.
Because where's that?
The Pentagon represented the United States' military power. And they intended on flying a plane into the White House
or the
Capitol building, which represented our governmental power. That is why those three targets were not just buildings. You got to remember, with radical Islamists, everything has a meaning.
Absolutely.
Everything has a meaning. Everything has a reason. I don't know. I'm sure they picked the date for a reason too.
They have special
dates.
And again,
that's what I said a little bit earlier. Where you missed what I said. I said we're broaching upon 9/10, which is on Wednesday, and 9/11, which is on Thursday. And 14, from my understanding, 14 has a significance inside of the Islamic faith. I don't know, but they believe. They tell me that it is. We need to understand that they still want to see America shake. They enjoy watching America rattle. They enjoy watching us come apart. The question is, are we going to come apart at the seams for them? Go ahead, 440. I'm sorry. Hold on. Jeff, did you have anything you want to add to
yes.
that?
Yes. Because I was trying to say, don't ever think that there's something that is attacked in this country that it is just a building. They're not just all of the trade of the world that the United States does came through those towers. Do you understand
okay,
that?
You
they had a base full
you
of.
Diva, don't
you said they're just buildings.
Go ahead, 440.
Yes, I wanted to tell you, I'm a college-educated metallurgist, and I'll explain this really simple. They flew the plane into the side of the building, not at the top, but tried to in the middle. Okay? That building's designed to take a shot. All right? What they banked on and what happened was there was a massive fire. That steel inside that building is not super alloy. It's just plain, heavy-duty steel. Once the fire happened, it softened the steel. The floors above it provided the weight to collapse down on the softened steel. And then it just was momentum after that. It just collapsed right straight to the bottom. That's exactly how it happened. I'm telling you, this is what I've worked 30, 35 years with metals, and I know that's a fact. That's what happened.
Yeah. Once
Before,
so
no,
hot,
no, 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 no. Listen, hold on, Eric. Go ahead, Jeff.
I have an uncle in Pittsburgh that's a metallurgist as well and said the same thing. But I'll say this
right.
to you. To also contend, say this part. full jumbo jet full of jet fuel can produce in a small space, which is the elevator shafts and those shafts, the supports of that building, what is that going to do for the heat that it takes to take that up to, what does it have to be, 18,000 degrees?
Yeah,
no,
well,
no,
see,
no.
That's 1,800 degrees.
Hold on,
but can I, let me say this.
Yeah.
Did you see how long it took for, see, the heat had to react to the steel. Did you see how long it burned before it collapsed?
Yes.
That's what happened. It softened the steel, and then that's when everything collapsed. And then it was just, once the momentum starts, you can't stop it. It's going to go to the bottom.
Yeah, eventually, the steel turns jello eventually. Eventually, the steel gets so hot, it becomes jello, and you just stop everything.
Listen to what I
said. Yeah, essentially, that's what it
is.
Exactly.
Hold on.
Yeah.
440, I don't remember,
yes.
I don't know how you guys are still on the building, because you will never convince people that, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, you can't convince ignorance to be smart. It just doesn't work. So if I told them, I'll let them have their conspiracy theory. But
well,
Obama,
hold on.
But Osama,
okay.
We're all Obama. Wait a minute, Obama, we're all Osama. Them actually them actually coming out and saying, we want to kill you.
Yeah,
we want.
They do.
I mean, it's not like they're not telling you that you are a coward. And you know, I have a Jack Russell dog. My Jack Russell thinks she can go up against a pit bull. So you have to understand. And if you give her the opportunity, she's gonna try it. That's why I gotta watch her. And these people are like pit bulls. They want to go up and they want to go after America. And America is weak now. We think America is still strong. America is weak. And every time we have every time we get shattered, we become weaker. And we're weaker. Our economy's weak. Our people are weak. Our educational system is weak. Our national security is weak. Our conformity is weak. We are very, very vulnerable right now.
Can I ask you a question? That's
the issue. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think Obama wants us to be his?
I don't know. All I know, all I know is I'm concerned because nobody else is paying attention to Obama but me, you, and Jeff.
What about me?
Oh, maybe you.
Sticks?
Maybe.
You know, can I chime in here?
Well, we don't count.
Pardon me?
You're white. You're white. You don't count. Shut up.
Yes.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Yes. I think this is the case for in particular him, because he doesn't care, because he knows that border is open, and he'd rather see his ideology of keeping the progressives in power rather than putting the people in danger. He doesn't care about the death. When they asked him whether he had any problem with the guys getting their heads sawed off because he won't stop the bombing, He didn't say, it crushed me, it hurt me. He didn't say nothing about him. He said, I felt for the parents. And he had to practice that because he doesn't feel. He doesn't have
those feelings. And he stumbled over it, too.
He stumbled over it. And my point is, he doesn't have that feeling. And I have, like I said, I have sociopaths in my family. So I understand how they don't respond to, you know, things like that. So you have to understand ideology in the mind of a person in control of it that has no moral feeling about it is an issue.
And see, this is my question, and I gotta take a break. There's and I gotta get out of here. But listen, the problem is there are things that are going on, and America still won't acknowledge it. Well, like I said, if you want to have conspiracy theory, you want to think of the CIA or whoever put it down, fine. But America is very vulnerable right now. And the leadership in America is very, very weak. And the infrastructure in America that is set up right now is very, very fractured. And when you have a fractured, weak foundation, it's very, very easy for someone who is a little bit weaker than you to attack you and to make you feel very, very weak and or destroy you and or hurt you bad enough to where it'll make you cry. And my question is, why is it that even the people that are on this line don't see that right now we're in a bad position?
America once was the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now we're the Cleveland Browns.
No, you're not even the Browns now. Y'all playing JV football.
Yeah, there we go.
I don't understand why Americans, no matter what you what you say and all that kind of stuff, do you guys not understand? If you want to have conspiracy theories, fine. But the question is, why are you not in upset about the leadership that's not taking care of the security of your common welfare?
Exactly, Tracy. That's a good point. We are the Browns getting kicked in the face by the punter getting kicked in the face.
That's what I'm saying. And the thing is, they're trying to annihilate you. And right now, you would think we're supposed to be fighters. You Democrats, you're supposed to be a part of the union. You got scrappers. And nobody wants to go up against the people and say, listen, we need to bond together because we don't want anyone to come and rattle our country where we are. That's the point. The point is not about what you believe. You can believe all that crazy stuff, whatever you want to believe. But at some time or another, you've got to say, I want to make sure that I keep my quality of life. I like light switches.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like pushing buttons. I like heat. I like home. I like curtains. I like house. I like clothes. I like toilets. I like bathtubs and showers. I like water that runs. You know, it's the simple things in life that we take advantage of. I'm not talking about, but the question is, why are you not upset? Because the thing is, they want to stop you from pushing buttons, pulling switches, and make you go back to living in a cave. And you're
exactly.
Not ready for it. Your kids can't even turn on a light switch without instructions on the side.
Right. I know exactly, Tracy. I know my ancestors came from Africa. But guess what? I don't want to walk around with a spear. Hello?
Oh, Lord.
That's what I'm saying.
Right there. Wow.
You
stop self-hatred. How is it? Explain that to me.
Now, why would the first thing come out of his mouth an African walking with a spear? That's crazy.
Where do you know
Africans walking with spears at?
Wait a minute.
The Hutus and the Watutsi still walk to fight with spears.
I don't want to walk around with a sword, but my relatives were Italian.
Listen, I'm going to take a break let me say this. It was an analogy. You took it too personal, but I can promise you they were not riding around in a Rolls Royce in a three-piece suit. We need to understand that. So please don't get it twisted. That was not happening. Local, call, your mic is on.
How you doing, Tracy?
Good. How you doing, Floyd?
I'm doing all right. Is this open mic?
What do you want to talk about? Because right now we're talking about the Middle East. So if you're going somewhere else, it's not going to work.
Well, I'll call in at another time. But I'm
all right. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back.
Wow.
Chronically suffer from a weak...
Wow. Wow. Africa. Wow. That was funny.
Nobody's going to buy into the fear factor of a small group of radicals taking over the world. That's not going to happen with any faith-based religious dogma. It'll never happen. The human race will not let it happen. So, I don't know where they're getting these fear tactics that, the world needs to watch out because a group of people who believe in cutting off heads is going to overrun the entire population. That's if that ain't ludicrous talk, I don't know what is.
My thing is, man, when you talk about Africa, we need to hop in the plane and go, man. Every black person need to go to Africa, man. I mean, they just do. You talking about what you don't want to have and what you don't want to live. And a lot of times the people that are over here working in these companies in doing certain things to help make these companies great could do the same thing in Africa. It's not wow. And then Jeff made a point about why would they mess up their own economy. These people don't really care about America. These people don't really have a nationality. They are above nations. America could fall. They're going to be okay. They're going to hop in their private jet. If they have real assets. They have gold, silver, oil. They own, they're raping diamonds that the Beers own half of the wealth of South Africa. These people don't
Correct.
Care. All these people are related.
Correct.
So,
Correct.
So when
Correct.
You start looking at it, it's not that they wouldn't take the World Trade Center down. Why would they keep printing dollars and cheapening up their own money then?
America was nothing but an experiment anyway. I mean, we so our damn minds are like cartoons.
America was nothing
but an
it was nothing but an experiment. Who said it would be forever?
I have a question. Somebody help me to understand this. Because the contradictions are rampant, and they don't understand why somebody can look at them and be like, I'm not hearing you because you're just being contradicted. As far as the World Trade Center goes, Jeff stated the government, Bush, will not, it's not in his best interest, he wouldn't do any such thing to conspire to destroy the economy in such a way. That's what I was getting at when I was asking those questions. But yet, when it gets to Obama, they're not far-fetched to believe that, to them it's not far-fetched, it's very believable that Obama will do everything in his power to bring down this economy. But if somebody says about Bush,
Diva, their foreign policies are in lockstep. I mean, I don't know, I mean, really, truthfully, no. Both of them have, when it comes to fiscal, economic, it's different, but fiscally, they're pretty much the same people. I mean, not fiscally, foreign on foreign policy. So, I mean, it's like, I don't know. One minute, to me, the whole point about the dollar, if you just look at the economy and what's going on, they are destroying the country, the people, the powers that be. So don't... I don't know.
Well,
I'm
just looking at the contradictions because I was called and told that my name was brought up early on
the
radio.
That it, okay. I'm talking about the things that were going on in the Middle East and ISIS and the president's speech. Just real quickly, I'll say this: the president said in his speech about his strategy, absolutely nothing. Okay. So absolutely nothing was said, and so therefore you're going to get absolutely nothing done about this threat in the Middle East until it just gets to the point where his own party is going to probably want to overthrow because they can't take it anymore. This is what's going on. These people are not going to stop. They're not going to quit. They're not going to stop doing anything that it can till they bring the world in subjection to Islam and Allah.
They're going to stop until either they are dead or we are dead.
That's right. And that's what it says.
That's what it comes down to.
It says fight to the death. Don't ever give up. If you're in pain, you still pursue your enemy because if you die in the cause of Christ, you'll be richly rewarded. I mean Christ, listen, of Allah, you'll be richly rewarded. Okay, let's go back to, I have an unlisted caller. You are in the air if you want to talk. This is the last time we're going to ask you.
Big Bumpus with James McFaul.
Wait, well, hello.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a big, I mean, the analogy that you're using, man, it really, I mean, you're trying to be inflammatory, but that's a big.
No, I'm not.
Hold on, brother. That's the same decree that any person in the military would have. You fight till the death. So you're not anything because that. Wait a minute.
But that's not true. Were you in the military?
No, I wasn't. Are you saying that? Wait a minute. You were. Now, let me ask you a question. When you're in battle, you're not taught to fight till the death?
No.
Yes or no? What are you talking about?
No. No, you're supposed to fight. You're supposed to fight till you eliminate the enemy, but at the same time, you're not just a dog willy-nilly. Wait a minute, Pionki. You're not listen to me. See, here's the thing. If you don't know nothing about the military, don't come across me. I did my time in military.
If you defeat your enemy or till he defeats you. So we're saying the same thing.
Not exactly, Pionki, because I'm not going to. You're not.
That ain't me talking.
You're not taught to commit suicide in the service. Unless
but suicide is completely different than you trying to defeat
correct.
Your enemy.
Correct.
No, it isn't.
To do with suicide, Jeff.
Okay, go ahead, Michigan. Go ahead. I'm going.
That
let you finish.
Pionki was trying to get in. That was me.
Go ahead, Pionki. You are in there.
You know, I heard somebody mention about their cousins and that being metallurgists. Metallurgists have nothing to do with steel erection. I just wanted to make sure, got that out there.
Steel making, Pionki.
Jeff, would you let me finish?
No, because you come with some stupidity there. I can't do
metallurgy that. Metallurgy have nothing to do with steel erection.
that have to do with still making pills.
How many full penetration how many full penetration joints have you made in your life?
It doesn't matter. It matters about whether the doggone things will melt.
Bianchi,
it does
not
melt.
When you heat steel to 500 degrees?
What happens to when you heat steel to 500? I'm put your website on your chat room where you have had building steel structures building to burn for 12 hours.
But at what temperature? And how much weight above? I mean,
go to the website.
Popular Mechanics went through this and debunked everything that's been said. So
yeah, well, and what does jet fuel burn at? What temperature?
Depends how much oxygen you feed it.
Thank you.
I can cut steel with gasoline.
And it doesn't matter about whether
you
can
say
or not.
Oxygen, not air, Slick.
What do you mean?
When you have
oxygen, makes
and here's another point. The upper floors on that building was probably brought out on 10 flatbed trucks.
Okay.
See, you know what?
You get down to about the 50. You get to the 50th floor. If you get down to about the 70th floor, that same square footage of steel probably was brought out on a whole lot more floor because the weight was much more. The columns at the top of that building was probably half inch thick. You come down to the 70th floor, the column flanges was probably 3 inches thick.
What difference does it make, Pionki, if steel melts at a certain degree? Listen, please, for a second.
If the steel melted, what was all that stuff laying on the ground, Jeff?
Wait a minute. Did you see how twisted that steel was?
Well, yeah, but so the connections never fatigue.
Okay, how does steel twist?
You ever work,
Pionki?
The connections never pulled away.
You ever make steel from scratch? I made steel from scratch.
The steel in that building was 850.
Okay, very well.
You had
325
bolts.
I don't understand how people think the steel doesn't melt.
They think steel doesn't melt.
I don't know.
It melts.
If that steel melted away, what was all that laying on the ground?
It did not melt away. It melted and it twisted and it fell under the weight. We have a thing on Earth called gravity. You have gravity, and when you put tons and tons and tons of weight on top of something,
it can collapse. I think I've done this a lot longer than you have, and I know I've made a lot more money.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. I mean, who would you want pulling your teeth? An auto mechanic or a dentist?
Listen.
Let me ask you a question. Let me try to explain something to you. Okay. What happened to the connections? Let me explain to you. I can tell you don't know. Now, what happens when the horizontal frame into a vertical column? They're connected by bolts. And the top and bottom flange are connected by full penetration welds.
Those connections
were still in place.
Okay, if those connections were still in place, my friend, that's fine. But what happened to the shaft that the things were holding up? They twisted and they melted.
You had shaft pieces on the ground.
Bianchi.
You're not calling it the right thing. So at least you're going to call it the right thing.
Whatever the long pieces of metal were that were holding the things into the joints that did not come apart, as far as you said, they don't have to come apart because that's just connecting the doggone things. That's not what supports the whole building. The thing that supports the whole building are the thin metal things that left and went up. They twisted and they melted. Done with it. That doesn't make any sense.
You can't pinpoint every single flaw. I mean, it's not like a crash test with a car where you can do it over and over again. These are 115-story buildings. They don't crash all the time. So nobody has it exactly down to a science what happens.
Well, I mean, the people that built it can
I don't believe the government
ahead,
built those buildings. I'm sorry, I just don't believe it.
Here's, Here's the thing. You have a building that was burnt down in 2011, but the building itself was built with totally different technology in 1973. So
absolutely,
you're talking about a whole different set of technology. You've got, you know, the building probably had rivets in it, and who knows what else in this thing.
Well, here's the thing, South. The one thing that I can go, no, I don't believe our government did that because I don't think it was to their advantage to do that, and so therefore that's where I have a problem with it. Not that the government is not evil enough to do something crazy, but because the you have evil people in leadership in every country in the world, guarantee you. But as far as this goes, it's not to our advantage to do it. It's not the point. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, but that's the whole problem with what we're going through right now. We could talk about the conspiracy of, you know, who was responsible for the buildings coming down or whatever. When you keep on that conspiracy, it really changes the argument about the political ramifications overseas.
Right.
Who is really our enemy? What should we be talking about? Why are we just sitting here on our hands? Are they really a threat or aren't they? And it all goes back to these conspiracy theories saying that the government was the problem or the government isn't the problem. So it's really, we're spinning our wheels here.
The radical side of Islam is only a threat to the capitalist side of Europeans.
Well,
as far as the general population, hell, the U.S. government is just as much as an enemy as radical Islam.
Well, I'll tell you what. You go live with them, my friend, and I'll take my chance of staying here, and we'll see who survives the longest. I guarantee you, you won't survive very long with that bunch if you don't believe what they believe, especially believing in ancient Kemet and that stuff, because they don't ascribe to that, and they will kill you because you don't believe like them, because that's their life. That's what they believe. It's not about – that's their reality, in other words. It's not about we believed in American freedom. They believe in bow to Allah or die and create death and terror until it comes down to that way. Hey, we got to go back. We'll be back here tomorrow morning, same time, same bat station. I'm going to open the lines up. Everybody, we'll see you back on tomorrow. God bless. Philadelphia, you're back in. 334, you're back in.
It's
and
funny how
I'm
y'all like this.
Yeah. I can't bring
you.
Hold on, PLT. We're still on the air, brother.
Book called Spycraft about, and it talks
we'll get
about
it
how
in tomorrow,
the CIA
John. We can't
operates.
Do that now because I am sitting on the air. Got to say goodbye. We love all you all. God bless. See ya on the other side.
It's funny how I can be. It's funny how I can call in and just be listening, and they open my mic and
they
don't even punch one.
www.TracyandFriends.com. That's TRACEY and Friends.com. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600, WSOM.
Front and center again after the release of a shocking surveillance video of Ray Rice from an Atlantic City elevator.
The NFL claims it only just saw the video today after it was posted on TMZ of Ray Rice punching his now wife in the face, dropping her to the floor. The NFL punished Rice with a 2-game suspension, which the commissioner now concedes was insufficient. The league says it requested the video from law enforcement, but it was not made available, and no one in the office saw it until today.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Rice is due to return to the Baltimore Ravens after Thursday night's game. Civil rights leaders want to meet with Atlanta Hawks officials after the disclosure of a racially charged email written by team co-owner Bruce Levinson 2 years ago. Levinson offered a theory that white fans weren't attending games because the fan base was predominantly black. He's now selling his controlling interest in the Hawks. Members of Congress have returned from a 5-week recess to a letter from the president about U.S. airstrikes in Iraq.
For a fourth time, President Obama has alerted Congress to military airstrikes inside Iraq consistent with the War Powers Act. This time, he does not claim it is for humanitarian purposes, but adds a new reasoning: to prevent endangerment to large numbers of Iraqi civilians. These latest airstrikes are to keep ISIS away from Haditha Dam in a new area of Iraq. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
The president will deliver a speech outlining his strategy to defeat ISIS on Wednesday. A second royal baby is on the way. The Duchess of Cambridge is barely 3 months along, but a decision was made to announce the pregnancy because Kate's had extreme morning sickness and may be missing some engagements. Prince William says they're both thrilled.
It's great news. Early days, but I'm hoping things settle down and she feels a bit better.
Prince Harry said it was...
Oh, that's so kind of you. I appreciate it.
I just had to send him. I sent him a text message, let him know.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
It was still hot.
Y'all know we can hear y'all, right?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear y'all. Why y'all having that conversation?
I sent Jeff a text message telling him that the show was still hot in the BTR.
ISIS itself is a conspiracy theory. What in the world are people in Ferguson worried about ISIS for? And here's another point.
Well, according to Jeff and Tracy, and you have to be afraid, because if you're not afraid, they're going to come over here and overrun America and destroy our way of living and all that or whatnot.
Yeah.
Convert all of us to radical Muslims.
Tracy nor Jeff is going to become evening anchors on CNN. Just forget about it.
That story about as real as the Wizard of Oz.
Talking about he got a cousin that's a murder allergic. I'm going to check him out on that about 3 months from now when he forget about it. And what the hell has metallurgists got to do with that? And what? No planes ran into Building 7. And it fell by itself. Okay. 9/11 was the biggest scam on United States citizens. I don't think Barnum and Bailey could have pulled off a better one.
Hey, is old Eric still on the line? I believe that Africans running around with spears.
Having lunch.
No, Eric ran.
One of them Africans might have threw a spear at him.
That's why come Africans got rid of a bunch of their neighbors. I know a bunch of them I'd get rid of today. Mr. Man, I was listening to the program, drawing up my itinerary for my trip down to Orange Beach, Alabama in November. Hadn't pushed one. Then they push one and bring me in. First time I make a comment that they can't deal with, can't debate back and forth with, then they put me on mute.
Put it back on mute.
Yeah.
You know, crazy on the road.
Right? No, you don't.
Got no problems with ISIS. And to say Christians do the same thing. Look at the God of the Bible, and he said go kill everything, even the animals. Anything that piss against a rock, kill it.
Yeah, I'll make a prediction. It's within another 100 years, I think Christianity, it's on its knees anyway. In about another 50 to 100 years, you probably won't even hear that word.
And
right after Christianity, so will Islam.
I said that's enough for right now.
Yeah, a religious dogma, it won't last forever.
Michigan, I was down in Jackson, Mississippi this past weekend. Took my grandson down there to a baseball thing. Came back through Memphis. My grandson, we ate in a restaurant there in Jackson, all black. The police, all black. Came back in Memphis, ate at the Four Corners restaurant, which is down the street, well, a little way from the Lorraine Hotel, all black. My grandson told me, Papa, I'm ready to move to the South.
$70 billion.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's good.
He said they know how to cook down here, Papa.
Have you gotten him over to Africa yet?
Get out there in it.
My grandson was in Egypt when he was two.
Get out there in the thunder.
He'd been to about 10 West African countries. Spent time in them also.
Cool. Oh, he should be straight, man. You done had him under your wing for a long time. He should be straight. Yeah, he'll be all right.
Yeah, I ain't got to worry about him.
Yeah, it's good deal.
And, of course, it's like with his totally five, so...
But they come up with these excuses. That's this damn recent re-energizing in Iraq is nothing more than a ploy. News media needs something to talk about. Needs something to talk about. If not, what you gonna use them for?
Yeah, really, the same thing with Tracy.
You're staying in front of my office.
If you disappear the Democratic Party, hell, they wouldn't have a show.
Put it all in his face.
If the Democratic Party wasn't in existence, Tracy wouldn't have a show.
And you know another thing. ISIS is not the only one that called America the Great Satan. You got Americans themselves that call America the Great Satan.
You could have got a truck down if he'd have run up and run up on the block.
Now, why was South Carolina to stay on the phone? And what is he? Selling biscuits.
If you look at it, you look at the guy behind
you.
He
said he's selling biscuits.
You looking like hell.
You gonna tell me? You gonna who that made the statement that they was making still different than they did then? Nowadays, using rivets compared to whatever. Here's several pictures of structural steel buildings that, matter of fact, one was in Philadelphia. The latest in 2004, a 56-story office building burned for more than 17 hours and spread over 26 floors. And when a floor collapsed...
But how hot did that fire get?
Pardon me?
How hot did that fire get?
Well, it got hot enough where the steel would yield. Steel would yield, but steel will never, what they talking about, melt into oblivion.
They're not,
it liquefies.
No, they're not talking about, they didn't, that's not what they said. They didn't say it melted or liquefied into oblivion. With 440 pointed out, what most say, it's softened. And when you have weight on top of softened steel, it's bound to collapse because gravity.
Well, it does, but that's just it. It does not collapse. It just yields.
How does it not,
you know what,
collapse when you have? It's not putty. It's not what you call that trampoline type material.
Yeah.
It's not.
Let me
like
ask you
that.
Something. If you
it's
hold something out of your
hold
arm,
weight like that when it's
you hold something. You hold something out of your arm. And you keep adding weight, keep adding weight, keep adding weight. Sooner or later, your arm would yield. But it's not going to tear away from the socket.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it can. Yes, it can. Depending on how much weight you put on, it can. It can tear away from your socket, but your arms will also collapse under all that weight. All that weight will fall.
But what we're saying is that steel, this building burned for 17 hours. Even at the World Trade Center, the jet fuel burnt up. The carpet was fireproofing. The material in the walls, the finished material in the walls was fireproof. The furniture had a fireproof rating. The coating on the steel structure had a 2-hour rating. The elevator shaft walls had fireproof. Had a 5-hour rating on the drywall.
Let me ask you a question. When Hurricane Katrina hit, that city was fortitude to build. The dams itself was built to withstand a what category hurricane?
I don't know. I don't
what
study
was
hurricanes.
A size 3?
5 or something like that.
Or 4. No, it wasn't, because Hurricane Katrina, it was created or built to withstand
a level 3 or 4 hurricane. Hurricane Katrina, basically, when that water came in, those levees were not created to withstand that type, all that water. So what happened? It collapsed. So you can sit here and say, well, yeah, this was meant, all this fireproof and stuff. You can have fireproof all you want, but if you have too much fire on that fireproofing material, that fire is going to burn through.
No, it will not. That's why it's got the rating.
That's
well,
why
it will not.
Rating,
I take torches.
Too, like,
I would take torches and put it on a fireproof, and it will not burn through. The same torch that we, the same oxygen acetylene torch, the same oxygen acetylene torch that we use to cut the steel, will not burn through the fireproofing.
So you see, you mean to tell me a torch can burn through and cut steel?
It won't burn the fireproofing, right?
But it will.
Matter of fact, we use fireproof blankets. We use fireproof blankets to protect finished surfaces when we're burning above them.
Okay, Pianchi. So you mean to tell me fire can cut steel?
Yeah.
But it cannot be that hot enough to where it melts steel and it breaks in a building structure?
Diva, the fireproofing will not burn.
How do you know it was fireproof all that well? I mean, back in 1973,
Matter of fact, back then they used asbestos fireproofing back then. Now that they got away with asbestos because of its health problems.
If I'm not mistaken, that building was built in such a way, it's so tall. It's not like a lower structure where it's built as steady and stable. The way that structure was built, it has to sway with the wind.
Yeah, sway with the wind, and it would have swayed. It swayed when that plane hit it, ran into it. And guess what? It came back to its plumb state. It didn't knock it over.
You're comparing.
It didn't even shear off the floors. You know, that's another thing too. Nobody.
How do you know it didn't shear off the floors?
Because you can see them still standing there.
In some of the buildings, of course, that plane only went through how many floors before the building collapsed?
Well, the plane probably went through 2 floors. But here's the point: the plane did not shear off the columns because the columns are made of a stronger material than the plane wings.
I didn't say the plane sheared off the columns. I don't think it destroyed the columns. I think that's why that plane ended up in the predicament it did, basically incinerating itself. But
Here's the point, Diva. Let me explain something to you.
Do you believe the plane hit or you believe the government blew the buildings up?
No, the planes ran into the building. But what went on is that they had thermite at the connections. They had thermite at the columns because when some of the columns was being excavated, you had shaft members that was cut on a 45 degree. That's typical when we want to drop a building because the upper shaft would slide right by the lower shaft. The connections never pulled away from the columns. Now, they might have pulled away from the floor beams where a floor beam frames into the web of a carrying beam. But when you have floor beams that frame into the flanges of columns, those connections didn't ever pull away. Plus, they were full penetration joints.
The game was over. He said he had turned the game off at halftime.
And I know y'all don't know what full penetration joints are, but that's when the one becomes a part of the other. And actually it's stronger because in the cooling down process, it tempers on its own.
Right. That's probably be a blowout, too.
But yeah, Pianchi, why would Building 6 just collapse and go all the way down like that?
That's another question.
Hit?
Right. There's no plane right
in
there.
In 6 seconds was on
okay,
the ground.
I'm confused. Either the plane hit the building or the plane didn't.
That's the plane. Diva. We're talking about the third building that collapsed.
I don't think there was a third. That smaller building?
Yeah.
That plane didn't hit that building. Why did it collapse?
Why did it fall in six seconds?
Because I believe that smaller building was wired for demolition.
Well, if you believe that on the smaller one, why not believe it on the larger one?
I'm just trying to ask you whether you believe the plane did hit it or not, but that smaller one was wired for demolition.
Building six was the official headquarters of Mayor Giuliani. He moved his headquarters, and then it was collapsed, and that was the first building that they removed.
That was what?
In the days after 9/11, that was the first building that he made sure they got the trash out of. He didn't want that building.
Did you guys actually watch the coverage of when they say that it was exactly happening? Did you guys actually see it at that moment?
Yes, we all did. The whole country sat and watched it the whole day. I was glued to the TV the whole day.
Well, yeah, it's one thing to sit there and say, yeah, the planes crashed, and then sit there and watch the news, and you've already seen the coverage of the first plane, and then you're seeing the second plane hit the second tower.
Everybody saw it. The whole country watched it.
Okay. So,
and the towers were designed for planes to run into.
Or you don't. All this other stuff in between.
Hold on. If the plane hit, they built it for a plane to be going 500
Arizona,
miles an hour. That plane
Arizona
was only going about 300.
So Arizona, San Diego.
Let me tell you what I believe, Deaver. I know that planes ran into the building. That's quite obvious. Well, what I am saying is that those planes did not cause those buildings to fall, the two tall towers. As I said before, I would have slept on the lobby floor, and you could have ran two or three planes into those towers at that level, and nothing would have happened to you. Of course, it would have shook the floor because the side bracing, the vertical bracing in the walls of the tower is designed to take the moments down into the ground.
Also, oxygen starved fire puts off a certain color smoke.
It was no oxygen. It was air.
It didn't have enough oxygen, and the firemen on the other floor said, we got it out. We got certain spots where it's still going, but we got most of the fire out, and then it collapsed.
Yeah, and not only that, the fireman was coming up and going down the stairwells, right? The stairwells are right next to the elevator shaft. So if the fire was that damn hot, why come it didn't burn into the stairwells? The reason why they put stairwells next to the elevator shafts because the elevator shafts have a greater tolerance of where they cannot be out of plumb because elevator cars travel up and down.
Put steps in case the elevator gets stuck in one.
Yeah, they do.
Down.
But if you open the door in the elevator, you usually go around the corner and there is your stairwell.
Also, Pianchi, people were standing there with the smoke billowing out. They were standing on the edge of the windows. The camera was zooming in. People were standing there. Now, if it's hot enough to melt steel, they would have been burnt alive.
You got people jumping out the window. You're absolutely right. Good point. You got people jumping out the window after standing there for a while thinking about it. So if the fire was hot enough to burn steel the way they say it did, where it vaporized it, they would have been crisp.
Yes. Look, Building 6 speaks volumes. Why would you pre-wire a building? No, so you're telling me all those buildings in New York are pre-wired to be pulled at any moment?
Well, I don't know. It might be, man.
No, I'm laughing, but I'm dead serious. Like, what's wrong with that picture?
But I tell you what, though, Alabama, thermite was used on them columns. Them column shafts were burnt on a 45-degree angle, whereas the upper shaft would have slid right by the lower shaft. When I've taken columns out of buildings, that's the way you do it. I mean, how else?
You make it slide
if you make a level cut, Well, the top shelf just going to keep falling right down on the bottom shelf. And you can't even make the cut because the shaft is continuing coming down, putting out your flames.
They got
so,
pictures. Look, Pionki, they got pictures of the shafts cut at an angle, just like you're saying. So it just,
yeah,
it,
absolutely.
It's clear what they did.
And those boat patterns, man, we talking about a lot of boat patterns. Them boat patterns never did pull out. And when steel would do what you call yield, when it gets to a certain temper, those steel beams had positive camber in them. That means they had a crown on the top. When you heat up steel like that, the steel would yield. It would go into from positive camber to negative camber, and it would sag in the middle. Now, even if it did sag, that don't mean it's going to pull away from its connections at either end. Now, granted, the floor beams may have. Of course, I know I'm probably making some statements that y'all don't understand. But
no, I built houses. I know what you're talking about.
The floor beams may have because they frame into the web of their carrying beam. But the ones that frame into the flanges of the column, no.
The way it was built,
they did
all
not
of it,
pull
a lot
it.
Of it was entered, and it was interdependent. It was like it was, they were separate themselves. So if you break one or two, it doesn't break the whole building.
And you know another thing too. And here's a point: at that level, at the upper floors, the number of trucks that were required to bring out tier of steel. A tier is usually two stories. A column are usually made per two floors. Where the column sits on the lower column, that is either a full penetration or a partial penetration well, plus bolts in the well. So a tier of steel at that level is much, much lighter than the floors below. So you would require less trucks to bring out a tier of steel at that level than you would have at the lower level, which tells you that the steel was lighter. Plus, they had open web bar joists. It wasn't solid web bar. It was open web bar joists, a half-inch centering for the floor deck, and lightweight concrete.
I mean, just on top, on sheer common sense, if it collapses, it ain't going to just fall straight.
Even if it did, just think about this. Even if you could some way take the top five floors and just drop them down pancake on the sixth floor below it, it's not going no place. The building is designed with the vertical bracing to absorb that impact and would have took it right on down into the ground. The moments would have went to the ground. Plus, the lower you go, the steel gets heavier, the connections get deeper, and all those things. I mean, common sense, if the building is swinging.
So you guys saying it is physically impossible for those buildings to have collapsed the way that they did just from the planes?
Not just that deep. Not just that deep. In Brazil, a building caught on fire and burned for about 3 days, a day and a half, 36
I'm talking
hours.
About this building.
And did not burn, did not fall. It happened a couple of times.
So what I'm asking is about these particular two buildings. Are you saying that these two buildings, it is impossible for those two buildings to collapse on their own just from the planes flying into them?
It's impossible for those buildings to pancake the way they said that they pancake.
Okay.
As simple as that.
So you're basing this off the evidence of this particular situation.
We basing it off the design of the building, Diva.
Well, hold on. Not
okay, that's what I'm
that,
saying.
Diva.
Evidence
no,
pertaining
Diva.
To
Diva.
This
You just
this
asked the question. You just asked the question. I'm also basing it off the fact that they came and confiscated, FBI came and confiscated all the cameras from the, this hole's in the Pentagon store. They have not released any footage from 84 cameras.
Okay, so are you saying the planes didn't do it, you're saying that something else happened and the government may have used the situation to do something else?
They had the Patriot Act
to
ready
create
in like 3 weeks.
A greater panic and a greater fear.
The building was wired for demolition. For implosion. That's what it was wired for. If you look at the connections were designed for members to pull, break a loose, and fall straight down. You know what? Here's another thing. Suppose
that
building had it done
like
that.
That's what I'm trying to get understanding of. are you saying that the government used the incident of the planes flying into the building to further a cause and to spread worldwide?
It's the pretext for the invasion of Iraq. Let me ask you another thing.
All right, I can go with that.
If the building had it done like they claim it did from the fire, wouldn't it have been funny if that building was just lean right on over into another building down? I'm talking about lean right on over into another building and just stop there.
But what other buildings were in that vicinity like that to where it could just lean onto another building?
Well, the first tower, why come the first tower didn't lean over and fall into the second tower that fell later?
It was because it was leaning in the opposite direction.
Oh, okay. Well, why come it couldn't, you know, you got the Leaning Tower of Pizza in Paris. That leans quite a ways itself, don't it? And it ain't fell nowhere.
It's about to. They're saying that that tower is going to completely collapse pretty soon.
Yeah, right.
Y'all silly.
Man, I don't even like these. We got people here. We got a group here that meets once a month still. And they asked me to come speak with them. I went out and speak with Donald Saul's group out there at Clayton Library, maybe once or twice, but you know, that's still a question. If you got this still pending, problematic question still going on that haven't been answered, then how do you legitimize everything that went on after it, even up to now?
See, this is what I'm saying. So Jeff has a hard time and refuses to believe that the government could be that evil and underhanded in doing what you just said that they've done with those towers and essentially killed all those people, had a hand in killing all those people. He don't want to believe that about the Bush administration, but he can believe that the Obama administration is going to bring these radical Muslims over here to wipe us all out.
Well, you know, the Obama administration the Bush administration, the Bush family was tied in with the Carlyle Group, which was what? Was they not owned partly by Osama bin Laden?
Both of them are, though. Clinton, just about every president, they all making money. They
but
all
I'm, what I'm man. Saying is the contradiction, this is why people like me, people like Kavina, well, I don't know about Kavina, man, but people like me have a hard time hearing what they're saying because all I can hear is the contradiction. You want to believe so badly about Obama, but you don't want to believe badly about Bush, but we all know that every single presidency from George Washington to Obama and beyond Obama is going to have their issues and do stuff that we're not going to like. That they're going to say is in the best interest of the people. And they're going to do some underhanded stuff.
Nope. Here's the Madrid building in Spain. The building in Windsor building, New Madrid, that caught fire and burned for 2 days. The building was completely the whole building was completely engulfed at one point. Several top floors collapsed onto the lower ones, yet the building remained standing. They're showing a picture after the fire is out, and the building just standing. It looked like a condemned building in the inner city or something.
Yep. I don't put evil past nobody.
Beijing Television Cultural Center.
That's the problem.
February 9th, 2009. Due to uncontrolled use of fireworks. 140,000 tons of steel was used in the construction. It burned for 5 hours, but it did not collapse.
I got to run up the staples for morning.
Building after building. And these buildings, Alabama, these buildings burned from the ground up, man.
It's clear.
And the steel's still standing there. Boy, I tell you the truth. But, you know, that's what it is, man. When you try to explain something to somebody and they don't have a clue of what you're talking about, then their ability to reason just goes blank. And it don't even make no sense to try to argue with nobody. It'd be like trying to argue the flood story.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm thinking about coming down to Orange Beach, Alabama.
Have
you ever been down there?
Y'all
yeah, it's nice.
There.
It's real nice down there.
November, they have a baseball showcase. I'm thinking about taking my grandson to.
Yeah, go down there and check it out.
Yeah.
Orange Beach is basically like an outskirt of Mobile.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
It's not that bad, though. It's pretty
I'm
nice.
Trying to debate whether to fly or drive.
Now.
I like to drive with him to show him things, but
I'm gonna run
that's
a
12-hour ride.
That's it?
He's supposed to be there that Saturday and Sunday. So
yeah,
I'm going to probably have to take him out of school
Okay. Probably
Thursday and the following Monday if we drive. Flying ain't that bad, though.
Yeah, it's not that bad, though. It's a nice little city. It's right up on, it's not too far from Pensacola.
Yeah.
Yeah, you right on the border of Florida and Alabama. So it's all like.
Man, we was in Jackson, Mississippi, man. I seen so many black police officers. I started to run up and kiss a couple of them. Tell them I'm from Ferguson area in St. Louis.
They ain't your friend either, though. Trust me. Yeah, they'll kill you just as soon as somebody just shot a 3-year-old up here in Atlanta, man. These folks up here tripping, man. Killed
shit,
them.
Somebody cut loose with an AK-47 here in St. Louis. They shot a police here not too far from Ferguson this weekend. Because I just came back yesterday.
Yeah, it's crazy up here.
Some fool cut loose with an AK-47. On a bridge, LA Street Bridge. Matter of fact, that was a bridge I put up. And they killed one guy, shot him in the chest, injured another one. They got away.
Yeah. I mean, you guys got a guy that just went at a cop with a knife and they shot him and everybody still talking about he was innocent.
Well, you know, I think that people want justice. Now, this guy that cut loose with that AK-47, he's obviously in the wrong. He needs to be punished. But
yeah.
In the case of the guy with the knife, in the case with Michael Brown, no. See, that's the problem. That some of these officers don't know when to cut it off.
Bianchi, hold on now. This is the thing.
Yeah.
I spoke with a cop, and he told me a guy, he's in training, actually, so it's kind of funny. He's actually just became a cop, got sworn in like a couple of weeks ago. He was telling me when a guy comes at you with a knife, they actually practice this guy 30 feet away, 20 feet. If he runs full speed with a knife, by the time you get one shot, he could probably stab me, cut you. So the knife, I'm not saying you screaming, shoot me, I would be a little, I don't know. But the other guy, Michael Brown, from the witnesses, it just seems like a clear shut, open and shut thing to me. But the knife guy, I can't defend that.
That guy, this guy that had the knife, you had a car pull up, you had a cop on the passenger side, you had a cop on the driver's side. And the guy was on the other side, way, you know, coming toward them, I guess, walking. I don't think he was running. Well, the cop on the passenger side, the cop on the driver's side was the one who should have got out and, you know, leveled down on the guy if he did pose to be a threat. He got it. You know, we got cops here that showed up at a meeting and said that man shouldn't have been shot.
Well, like I say, I mean, yeah, I hear you got all these people out here now telling
and
we
you
need
know,
to know the law. We need to know the law. If a cop lies, the whole
Chief Eisen,
state of Missouri is going to defend him, even if he's lying. So,
well, yeah, that's why I come out and say the statute needs to be revised. But the Chief Eisen sent the video from various, you know, cameras and so forth. He sent those off to the FBI and let them make a decision whether or not it was justified or not. Whether the man's civil rights was abused, because that's all the federal government can do. But, man, I got to get out of here.
All right, man.
I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Thank you. juice.